Hello, I'm assuming this is UM. Hang on. Yeah, are you there?
Yep.
Can you hear me fine?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, will you hit *6 to unmute yourself and see if you can talk?
Hello.
Hey, are you there? Okay, yep. And then one last test. Hang on. Testing. Cam, walk into the office, will you please? Fine. Welcome. This is the Chief Nerd. I'm assuming some people are on the phone call already. We're a bit early, and we're probably going to wait 5 minutes or so to give people a chance to join into the phone call. If there's any questions, challenges, problems with the phone call, rather than leave this in participation mode, which sometimes leads to echoes and so forth, I ask that you email me at mynotetakingnerd.com. Or mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com and let me know of any challenges. In the meantime, I will be putting everybody on hold, and I will get back to you within just a few minutes. For those of you that just joined, we will be waiting just a minute for a few other people to join us. We're going to give a five-minute leeway for people to join in the phone call, and then we'll get started. As I said earlier, if you have any questions, if you have any challenges, please do email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, and I will. That's for if there's any problems with this phone call. That's the best way to communicate, because if I put it in participation mode, I don't want to start with challenges with echoes and so forth. So also, everybody, you should check your email. I sent a package of documents that coincide with this phone call, so please grab those documents. I'll tell you which ones you need to open and at what time. But if you check your email, you should have them. If you don't, again, email. If you don't have the documents that were emailed to you within the last, they were emailed about 45 minutes ago, please email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, and I will make sure that you receive them. Again, if there's any challenges, please email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com if you don't have the documents, and or if you have any problems hearing or problems with the conference call, please email me. We'll be starting in just a few minutes. For those of you that just joined in the phone call, my name is Dexter Abraham, a.k.a. the Chief Nerd, mynotetakingnerd.com. We are getting ready to start our first phone call. If you have any challenges hearing me or any problems with the phone call, please do email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. That's the best way to communicate at this point. I also emailed you a package of documents that coincide with this phone call. So please let me know that you received them, or if you didn't receive them, I will make sure you get them. I sent them about 45 minutes ago. You don't need to open anything up at this particular point. I will direct you to what to open when we get to it. We'll be starting in approximately 2 minutes. 2 minutes. We'll be starting in approximately 1 minute. Some housekeeping to start off with. As I said earlier a few times, if you have any problems listening, hearing this phone call, or any technical problems with the phone call, please do email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, and I'll make sure it's taken care of. I sent you a bunch of documents that coincide with this phone call. If you've not received them, please email me. If you have, I will direct you which ones you need to open and when. We'll be starting in 30 seconds. Welcome to the Nerds Ultra Product Launch Mentoring Program. My name is Dexter Abraham, a.k.a. the Chief Nerd with MynotetakingNerd.com. I want to first take a moment and thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for trusting in me, for spending the one thing that you cannot get back in life, and that's your time. We can get money back. We can overcome challenges in relationships or life, but we cannot get back time. So I want you to know that I am going to do everything possible to make sure that you receive much more than you expect from this program. And let me say that we have people on this phone call from Asia, the UK, and I'd like to say hello to my friend that's visiting Greece right now that I believe is joining us in the middle of the night. And that's the amazing thing about the internet. We no longer are bound by bound by boundaries and economies. We are no longer bound by recession or non-recession or boom or bust. As I said, we have a mix of people on this phone call. We have newbies that are just starting out, and we have people that have multiple businesses online. And I ask one thing. I ask that all of you hang in there with me. I ask that that you understand that there are different types of people on this phone call, different levels of education. So some of the stuff for many of you may seem redundant. Yet it may be the thing that sparks the next internet empire for someone else. So I'm going to cover everything from the basics to the advanced. But I want you to understand one thing, and I guarantee one thing, and that's that I will perform. You will walk away at the end of 6 weeks with a complete understanding of how to start, launch, and maintain your online business. And on the seventh week, I'll be personally coaching you. I'll be personally spending a minimum of 2 hours with each one of you. Now, I'm not going to be like an attorney or psychologist with my timer on the desk. As a matter of fact, if it takes all day to make sure that we get your plan in place and that we get you acting on that plan, that is what I will do. I want you to understand that the reason I'm doing this program is not for the money. If I was doing it for the money, I would have sold two or three of you for $1,500 or $2,000, which I believe I could have done. I did everything I could to get as many people as possible on this phone call. I'm doing it for a number of reasons. One, because this is my calling. This is what I want to do. I truly enjoy helping people. Two, because I'm building content. Understand that although that many of the phone calls that we are doing, I will be selling as individual modules in and of themselves, and I'll be selling them as back-end programs for the stuff that I plan to do. So it's truly a win-win situation for everybody involved. What did I do to come up with just today's phone call? We went through 11 programs, 1,300 pages, and 130 hours of programs. And one of the things that I discovered that's quite amazing, I've learned throughout the years from attending numerous programs and listening just to just about every program on earth, that there's so much redundancy, yet many of you have fall victim to information overload. We always think there's a golden key or the secret formula in the next program. But I'm here to tell you that many of these programs are 90% of the content is exactly the same, but packaged and marketed a little bit differently. So I'm here to give you the best. That's my gift. That's my calling in life, is I can condense and pull from these programs what I consider to be the very best stuff that I'll be sharing with you. Now, before I start, I want to start with some housekeeping. First, and these come from some questions many of you have emailed me, you will be getting MP3s of the calls within 24 hours of this phone call. So I will be uploading them on a website, and you'll be able to go to that website and download this phone call within 24 hours. Now, I don't want that to discourage you from being on this phone call. There's nothing like forcing yourself to immerse yourself in the information in the moment and be able to take action the very next day, which is what I hope this program is really, really about. Now, also, your final call, which is your seventh week, we will be scheduling those during the sixth week of the program. If there's anybody that has stuff, you plan things, far in advance, please email me in advance of that 6 weeks, and we'll make sure that we get you scheduled ahead of time so that we fit you in the that we're able to fit in your schedule. Many of you asked how many people. There's approximately 30 people that will be joining us on this phone call. It's an intimate group. I kept it to my very best customers, to people that I wanted to work with, and I really only sent this offer out to less than 200 people. So yes, there's approximately 30 people that will be joining us from week to week. Also, people are wondering about Mastermind Mondays. Mastermind Mondays will start next Monday. I will be sending you the information on that. We'll convene every single Monday evening. You also, as a bonus, at the end of the program, be able to join in on Mastermind Mondays. I will be adding people from other programs to this. You'll be able to join in on Mastermind Mondays for the 4 weeks following this program. So again, that's a bonus that I'll be giving you. I want to point out that as we go through this program, much of the stuff that you're going to see me sharing and teaching, I will be doing myself with my note-taking nerd. I will fill you in as to what I've done up till now, and then as we move forward, you will see me implement the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you, the strategies and tactics that I will be sharing with you throughout the week. I will be actually implementing that stuff. I will be changing my landing pages. I will be changing the way I do my emails. I will be changing much of the stuff that I'm sharing with you. I will be doing and I will be sharing those results with you on a daily basis, and that will be through private emails amongst us. So with that, again, I want to thank you for giving me your time. I want you to know that I will get through this information as quickly as possible, as swiftly as possible, but I will not leave anything out. This could take us as little as 2 hours, but it also could go much longer. Every 55 minutes, we will be taking a seven-minute break to go to the restroom, to get a drink, to get a snack. Every 55 minutes, we will be taking a break. So with that, let's get started. I sent you a number of documents, and I'm assuming I have not received any emails. And if anybody's joined the phone call, again, email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. If you did not receive the documents, if you have them, I'm going to start with an ad from the famous deceased late Gary Halbert. In my opinion, may have been the greatest copywriter that ever lived. And you have that ad. It says Gary Halbert personal ad. And many of you may have read this ad before. I'm not going to read, for the sake of time, I will not read the entire ad because it takes about 20 minutes to read, but I'm going to read some very key points and point out some very key strategies and so forth that Gary used that I think is important. Because today's about building your initial list. Today's about building that initial relationship and getting your name out into the marketplace initially. Or how do you position yourself with your current list to maximize it? So what does this ad says? If you have the ad open, which I encourage you to, the headline says, "Are you more than just another pretty face?" That's the top subhead. And it says, "Generous, creative businessman wants to find a hot, sexy woman with a good sense of humor." It says, "Are you a soft, sexy, exciting lady who would like to have a taste of part-time paradise? If so, read on." So what does Gary say right up front? Okay, he's looking for a hot, sexy woman with a good sense of humor. I mean, very clear, very concise. He says, "Generous, creative businessman." He defines himself as a businessman right up front. And the very first sentence, he says, "You're a soft, sexy, exciting lady who would like to have a taste of part-time paradise." That's key, part-time paradise, and we'll get back to it. And it says, "If so, read on. My name is Gary, and I'm looking for a very special woman who would like to share a few small but exciting adventures with me and who wants to enjoy a part-time slice of the good life. Are you that woman? Maybe, maybe not. That's the first thing it depends on. The first thing it depends on is me. You see, if I'm not your kind of guy, then what I have to offer may not be your idea of how life should be lived. So let's start with me. Here's what my life is like. First of all, I'm an early riser. I'm usually up around 6 a.m. I eat a piece of fruit and drink a cup of coffee. And then, on most days, by 6:30, I'm out jogging around Lake Hollywood. How far the run depends on how good I feel. It's never less than 3 miles and seldom more than 7. When I'm finished, I get into the car and I drive to a place I call the House of Pain. Actually, the sign says Vince's Guy, where a Stone Age sadist who masquerades as a fitness instructor forces me dumbbells, barbells, and other fiendish contraptions in ways my body was not designed. Whatever, after about an hour of this, I travel to yet another establishment where I give my tired, hurting body a chance to recover while I rest upon a UVA suntan bed and listen to soothing music, usually Rod Stewart or Jimmy Buffett on a pair of stereo headphones. By the time I finish reading it, it's approximately 9:45 a.m. And what I do next is I go home, I shower, I change into fresh clothes, and I eat a light breakfast. Now, Gary goes on for the next entire column and the rest of the next one. I mean, for the rest of this column, and he lays out his entire day, and he lays out very specifically who he is as a person. But the next thing he does, if you scroll down this first column, is he talks about, "I've also met many ladies who are not outstanding." So he talks about he's met many very nice ladies, but he's talked about ladies. So he goes through three or four different types of ladies: Zelda the Princess, Sherry the Tragic, and Carrie the Would-Be Prostitute. And I'll read just one of them. It says, Carrie the would-be prostitute, a gorgeous woman, who after our affair not going, confessed to me she wanted to live her life as a hooker. She then informed me that she wanted to me to be her first John and that I should start paying her for sex. When I refused, she decided I would be her lord and master pimp, and she would have sex with other men and make them pay and then give me all the money. This was also a very brief affair. So Jerry talks, Gary talks about the women that, you know, the crazy different types of women he's met during the dating scene. And then he goes on, seven things Gary does not want from a woman. And he talks about drug dramas, desperate dilemmas, marriage. Under marriage, he says, I've been married twice, and both times it spoiled a great romance. I don't want to get married again, and I don't want to live with you either. You see, at this point in my life, I don't want to own a woman. I just want to enjoy one. It would be nice if you decide to answer this ad. If you already have some sort of life of your own, I don't want to be your everything. I would much rather be that special somebody who you see two or three times a week and who you make feel good. Would that be okay? So again, he goes through and he weeds out what he doesn't want by very clearly, specifically, talking about the seven things that he doesn't want in a woman. And then finally, he goes on and talks about very briefly about the things that he does want in a woman. And he says things like, I like a woman who takes care of themselves. If you have a slender, healthy body, a reasonably slim waist, rather generous breasts, God, that sounds redneck, doesn't it? And a very pretty face and a good sense of humor, then quite frankly, you sound like heaven for me. So much for specifications. And now, if after all this you're still interested, what can you expect from me? And then he goes on and talks about this. And he says, are you leery about answering personal ads? I don't blame you. I sure am. Before I decided to write this ad, I started reading other personal ads, and they scared the hell out of me. I'm always afraid that they're being written by sexually sick people or real losers, and sometimes by people who are downright dangerous. I mean, have you read those ads? Psychotic white woman who wants to be sodomized by 12 Cuban truck drivers and a boa constrictor while her husband watches and salivates. Call 1-800-SICK. Now, then Gary goes in and he closes, and he says, if you're all at all interested or even curious, please write and tell me about yourself and how to get in touch with you, and also, please send a recent full-length photo. Who knows, maybe we'll click, and maybe we won't, but at the very least, you won't be writing to some sick psychotic, and maybe, just maybe, it'll all turn out great. Why did I read that? Because that is the ultimate lead generation ad. This is very, very specific, and it tells people exactly who he is and what he believes and what he stands for and what he's looking for, and also what he's looking for. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that that is what we need to do in our businesses. We need to be very specific about the type of people that we're looking for, about the type of standards that we have in our business. What are our rules? What will be violated? What won't be violated? Many of you may have followed Dan Kennedy. Kennedy's probably the absolute best in the industry at defining exactly who he is, what his rules are for doing business, what he will stand for, and what he won't stand for. And therefore, he lives his life 100% on his terms. And that's really what being in business for ourselves should be about. It should be about freedom. Freedom to do the things we love. Freedom to do business with people that we want to do business with. And you're going to see me this week on the blog and the new website. You're going to see me be very, very specific about who I am, what I stand for, what my mission is, and the type of people that I want to do business with. So again, I just wanted to read a parts of that ad, and I encourage you to go back and read and study this ad. It's truly a masterpiece of what lead generation should be. So right now, let's get started. Let's get started with session one of the Ultra Product Launch Mentoring Program. And to get started, I want you to open up the PDF titled Fast Start to Building a List on a Shoestring Budget. It's titled Fast Start to Building a List on a shoestring budget. And I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to do so as I take a drink of water. And as I'm doing this, as you're opening up this fast start to building a list on a shoestring budget document, will you do me a favor, somebody or multiple people, just send me an email and say, let me know how I sound, if you're able to hear me well, on your end, wherever you may be. Just say, yes, I hear you well. That's all I need. I just want a few emails stating that you can hear me fine and that we're in communication. That's a downside of doing a teleseminar, is that I'm not real sure. I have my friends and my people on the phone, but just because they can hear doesn't mean you can. So, again, my email is mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, and if you could shoot me an email real quick and let me know, I would appreciate it. I've already got a couple people email me, and with that, we'll get started. So this first section is kind of the fast start guide to building your list, and it's really what I did with My Note Taking Nerd, and I want to share something with you. I'm not going to share specific numbers. Okay, sorry, I was reading the emails here. I'm not going to share specific numbers. I will, however, in the near future, be sending you a document that I'll be asking you to sign, a release document, so that I can share specific numbers with you. But I will say that I've been very fortunate. I've found a niche of people that are passionate about this information, and I've found a big, big middle market that I'm able to serve. And you guys are going to see how I'm hopefully able to bring this to the masses in the near future. But what I will say, as far as list building goes, is that I recently received an email from AWAII they have a building a business on a small list seminar that's upcoming. And this particular newsletter talked about people that were, you know, had lists, small lists. They classified it as small list of 5,000 people that were doing $10,000 and $15,000 a month. Well, I'm here to tell you that I've done with a list in the beginning of 200 or 300 people, I was doing sales very similar to that, if not more. So a list that was 50 times smaller, okay, I was doing, not 50, 25 times smaller, I was doing as much as in the industry they would consider to be a lot with a list of 4,000 or 5,000 people. So the reason I share that with you is because I want you to understand that your goal is to start with one person. You're communicating with that one person out there that finds your blog, that finds your email, that finds the article that you've written. You're communicating every single time you write something. It's that one-on-one communication with your very first customer, and it'll build from there. I started selling these e-books, if you will, or reports on eBay, just to see, you know, what the market was. That was my initial test, and I sold 111 copies of Get Altitude in a very short period. I couldn't list them fast enough. So I instantly knew that I had a really crazed market. And the bottom line is that you have to think of your list as a herd. That's a term that I've stolen and borrowed from Dan Kennedy. I love it. And Dan talks about the idea of building a fence around your herd that's indestructible. And that's your goal. And the only way to do that is to have an intimate relationship, a relationship that where you're able to communicate one-on-one, both through your writing and through your interaction. So one of the things that is going to be our core founding principles here at My Note Taking Nerd is that we will not, there will be one nerd per for every small amount of customers, there will be one nerd servicing those customers so that our service gets better and better rather than worse and worse. I've fell victim to that. I've fell victim of growing too quick, and I've shut off all my lead generation because of that, because I was not able to keep up with the things that I needed to. So with that, let's dig in to the fast start to building a list on a shoestring budget. And as we move into this, I want to let people know there's people that have joined in since then. If you have any problems, I've emailed you documents, the documents that I'm covering. I've emailed them to you. And if you have any questions, you can email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. So what's the founding principle of building a list? Ultimately, it's about going where the traffic is. SEO, search engine optimization, is by far the hardest form of traffic generation, in my opinion. Many of you may think different. You may have something that I don't know, but it is the hardest. And therefore, pay-per-click advertising is by far the quickest and best way to generate traffic when you're spending money. So pay-per-click, Google AdWords, Yahoo, MSN, their networks, is the quickest. But right now, I'm going to talk to you specifically about how do you build a list for free. My initial list was 100% built through free forms of building the list. I did not pay a penny. And I was soon doing close to $10,000 a month in sales with almost zero overhead from this list that cost me nothing to build. And I'm here to tell you right now that if you're in a niche that's passionate, if you're in a niche that has customers, if you're in a niche that people want to buy your product, if you're in that niche, you can do the exact same thing that I've done here. I've seen it done, and I believe it can be done time and time again, and that's what I'm hoping today. I'm hoping today to get the people, the ones of you that are on the phone call that have not started, this is what this first part's about. It's about how to get started, and for those of you that are already started, how do you get back to grassroots marketing to start building your list one customer at a time. Now, the stuff we're not going to do today is we're not going to cover in detail affiliates, email marketing, or CPA networks. We'll cover just about everything else, but affiliates, email marketing, and CPA networks, you will receive a bonus, and I want you to write this down. You will get a bonus on all three of those things. You'll get a report on those. Okay, on affiliates, email marketing, and CPA networks. I will talk briefly about them, but again, my goal is to cover in detail every specific strategy and tactic so that you get the absolute best out of this program. So when you look at yourself and your business, many of you have probably seen this exact diagram, or you've seen many like it through Rich Sheffrin's Internet Manifesto, just about everybody out there has a very similar diagram. But ultimately, what it comes to is you, and you're surrounded by all these different things or forms of marketing that are driving customers back to you. Product launches, PR, pay-per-click, SEO, offline marketing, blogging, teleseminars, AdSense, article marketing, video marketing, product development, and podcasting, all driving customers back to you. But there's one thing I want to point out, and that's that product launches, which is what this this particular teleseminar series or mentoring program is called, the Ultra Product Launch Mentoring Program. That is just the name. That's not what I'm here for today. As a matter of fact, I'm anti-product launch. And many of you are thinking, well, what the hell am I doing on this phone call? Well, that is what sold you getting here today. Okay, that's the hot word out there today. But let me reframe that. I'm not anti-product launch. I'm anti-only product launch, because product launch makes you dependent on the next product. So you're always dependent on the next launch, the next launch, the next launch. And our goal during these 6 weeks and our seventh week, where we lay out the plan, is to have you leave with a very specific plan on how you launch these products, but most importantly, how you develop a deep relationship with the customers as you launch them and are able to launch the products and are able to roll people into your back-end continuity programs. That's your goal. So what's the foundation? What's at the foundation of all of this? Is, one, you have to know that you have a hungry market, so you're looking for hungry buyers. Okay, and here's the number one thing, and I want you to write this down. Throughout today and throughout our various phone calls together, I'll be asking you to write down key points. And one of the, and I'm also going to ask you to do these things. I want you to know the top 10 problems of the potential customers in your market or your current customers if you're already doing something online. You need to know. It's so important. You need to know the top 10 problems. And one of the reasons why I feel as though I've been successful with My Note-Taking Nerd and some of the other ventures that I've done, and if you notice the, if you go back and you look at the short history of what I've done, I've spent a lot of time, okay, talking about the stuff that's going on with my life and that has went on with my life that I believe that you guys are going through. I feel like I truly relate to you because I've been to the top of the mountain and I fell off and I've had to climb back up and I know what it's like. I know what it's like to struggle and to have those dreams and to want so bad and to want this information so bad. And I've been to where paying $25,000 for a seminar was not a problem. And then I've also struggled to come up with $14 to buy a book. Okay, I've been to both extremes. And so I feel like I understand you. I feel like I understand your problems and your challenges, and that's why I've brought this service to you guys in the form of My Note-Taking Nerd. So once you know the problems, you can position yourself as the solution to those problems. So if you don't know the problems in the marketplace, how can you possibly position yourself as the solution in the marketplace? So you need to... step B, it says you need to pick the right target market. Well, what are the characteristics of that market? Well, you need to find people that are searching for solutions online. Okay, and we're going to talk more later. We're going to have a very specific section on how you do that. But the bottom line is if people aren't searching for what you want to sell, it doesn't matter how passionate you are. It doesn't matter how... how much you want to bring this product to the market. If people don't want it, you can't sell it. There has to be people that are hungry for it. And the next thing is they need to be always hungry for more. You don't want to sell a solution that stops at the solution. In other words, the cure for this or the cure for measles, the one-stop cure for measles, or the one-stop cure for X or the one-stop solution for X. You don't want to do that because you want people always hungry for the next thing that you're offering them. And then finally, you need to have an advantage. Now, that advantage can come from expertise. It could come from a title. It could come from a self-appointed title. Or it could just come from your passion, the way that you present yourself to the market. People see and feel that. So once you... lay the foundation, you know the problems, and you position yourself as the solution, and you've picked the right market, you need to go where they're at. Where are your customers? Okay, what's the number one thing to do? Leverage other people's traffic. Okay, joint ventures. How do you get other people to present your product or service to their customers? Okay, now, the second thing is positioning yourself to get attention. I believe someone just joined us. Sorry, guys. I'll do this occasionally, but if you just joined us, I've emailed you documents. We're currently on the fast start to building a list on a shoestring budget, and we're on page 2. If you have any questions hearing me or any questions about what's going on, please email me. It's the best way at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. Now back to what we're talking about. Once you've laid the foundation and found the top 10 problems in your market and you've positioned yourself as the solution, you know that you have a good market because you know people are searching for your solution and you know that they're hungry for more and more constantly of what you have to offer. You need to go and position yourself and find out where they're at. And you do that by leveraging other people's traffic. You position yourself to get attention through articles and your blog. And then you offer people a taste of what you have to get them on your list. Again, you're giving them a taste. You're not giving them a whole meal. But you want to satisfy them enough to get their attention and keep their interest. You want to give them One of the things, many of you, I hope you're reading our original articles on My Note Taking Nerd. And the reason I say that is because, we try to give. I mean, we try to give as much as we can. We don't hold back. In anything that we're doing at the blog, it's all about how can we give, how can we help, how can we serve you, and that needs to be your outcome. And then finally, once you've captured their name, and we'll get back to this, once you capture their name, the most important thing in email marketing is that you get people's attention. You need to do a double opt-in. The reason you do that is because you weed out the unmotivated and the people that are just trying to get something for free. Many people go in. I mean, I can't tell you how many countless times I get abcd@abc.com in the email address, but, you know, it's not an obvious real email, and therefore they can't double opt in, and therefore they don't get, you know, what's promised to them. So you need to make sure that once you've laid the foundation, you know the top 10 problems, you know that your market's searching for solutions, and you've went out and you've found ways to drive traffic. When you capture people's names, you need to weed out people by having double opt-ins, and there's a number of reasons why, and if you read this document, it'll give you those reasons. And then finally, step four, and these are all, again, the fast start basic stuff, is you need to measure. I mean, this is incredibly important. If you don't know numbers, how can you improve? So what are the most important things? A, traffic. B, opt-in rate. C, confirmation rate. And D, profit per member or subscriber. Okay, and you want to do all those numbers monthly, annually, and then by offer or campaign. Again, basic stuff. We're going to get to this stuff later on today or during another phone call. But again, I just wanted to lay some basic stuff in here in this fast start guide. So, what's your goal when you first start, or when you go back to your market? Is, I wrote up here, I said setting the mood. You don't jump into bed. We're on page 3. Setting the mood. You don't jump into bed on the first date with someone you want to marry. Now, what do I mean there? What I mean is that you want to build a deep and intimate relationship with someone. Your goal, you don't want to be the used car salesman guy that's instantly trying to sell somebody something. As a matter of fact, when I started, we didn't offer anything for 4 months to anybody on the block from the first time we started. You guys may have come in later, but we didn't offer anything until people started asking us for something. They started asking us for more. So your entire goal is to become the expert in your field, the Oprah, if you will, to your customers. And again, I said you do this by building a deep and intimate relationship. So what's your mindset? Your mindset is this. You're thinking, you know what, Jane Doe or Jane, you got a huge problem, and I understand that problem. I understand it because I've had it. I've experienced it. And I'm here to tell you something. It's not your fault. I thought it was my fault too. But new developments, or, you know, what I have has brought to the forefront blank. And whatever blank is your solution. But the whole point is that it's all about empathy. It's all about you focusing on the customer and the pain that they're feeling and how you can help them overcome that pain. And for us on this phone call, many of you not. There's numerous types of pains, if you will. One of them is money. I just don't have the money. I want this guy's program so bad, but I don't have the $2,500 to attend the seminar. I don't have the, you know, $1,200 to buy it off eBay, or the $1,500 to buy the home study version. Many of you, it's time. I don't have the time to get away from the family. I only have my weekends for the family. I don't have, I don't have time to do this. Many of you, it's refreshing. I've already attended the seminar, but your notes enable me to remember all the stuff that I learned at the seminar. So those are just a few of the needs in the market that I'm serving. So you have to know what are the problems and let the people know that you understand where they're coming from. And that's something you can't fake, by the way. Empathy's not something that you fake. That's why you need to really study, research, and understand your market. So your outcome is to push the free line. Now, what do you do is, again, in the beginning, like I told you, I spent 4 months building my list organically by just communicating through my blog with the customers. And pushing the free line is something that my mentor and somebody that I admire tremendously, Eben Pagan, is something that I believe he came up with. I'm sure someone else may have, but that's where I learned it. And it's basically where you're starting it free, and where someone's getting something that's free that they have to pay $20 or $30 or $40 or $100 somewhere else to get, and then you're moving them up. You move them from, you know, you start with the $19 ebook, and then they're moved into the $49 teleseminar, and then into the $500, you know, teleseminar seminars, and series, and into the $1,000 program, and then to the $5,000 coaching group. It's all about, as Dan Kennedy calls, the ladder approach. You're moving people like Kennedy. He moves people from his no BS basic $39 a month subscription level to his gold level at $199, through his various coaching groups, all the way up to his platinum group, at $15,000 or $20,000 a year, whatever it is now. But again, you're starting with the free line. So it's all about how do I start giving people something of incredible value and then move them through the free line until they start buying something from me. So strategy one on your fast start here is simple. It's start your blog, okay? I recommend WordPress because it's easy, it's simple, and people are very familiar with the format, what it looks like, because so many people have WordPress blogs. It's what they do. It's their expertise. So I recommend WordPress. Many of you might use something else. I'm not saying don't use something else. I'm saying I recommend WordPress. I also recommend that you practice for 2 or 3 days and then actually start publishing your stuff publicly. What I mean by practice is that you go onto the blog, you start writing stuff, you learn, you know, how do you put headlines in there? How do I place photos, or how do I place video, or how do I... how do I do the basics of doing stuff? And once you feel comfortable doing that, I don't recommend you wait too long. You give yourself a couple days, then you can go back and start publishing, okay? You can start actually publishing the articles. So you can go in, you can edit them, and you can publish them in the beginning privately so that they don't show up to anybody, and you don't actually send an email to your list. You don't actually, you know, you're not driving traffic to your blog. You're not doing anything other than just working on, you know, getting the skill level down to where you feel comfortable doing the blog itself. So, what are the important things about having a blog? One, it's free. Okay, it's popular and it's non-threatening. People, for whatever reason, it's extremely easy to sell from a blog as opposed to driving people to a sales page. You get traffic automatically through ping directories. You should have opt-in things on your blog, opt-in forms. You're going to see my blog change dramatically. As I told you in the beginning of this call, I'll be sharing with you all the stuff we're changing. I'll be sharing with you not only what we've changed, but what the results are and how they're working based on what I'm teaching you. I've been waiting to do this so that I can share with you as we do it. But you should have an opt-in. Both on your main page, and it should also be on every article that you do, there should be an opt-in. RSS, which is, you know, people subscribe to your RSS button that's on your blog, and they get updates as you do your blog. What is the blog? It becomes the community where everybody comes together, okay? And ultimately, your goal in the beginning is to build the list and drive people to the blog. So what are the strategies? Page 4. The strategies are you begin by writing something in your area of expertise 4 to 7 times per week. That's what I did. Okay, when I first started, all I did, I started the blog. I went to WordPress, I started a blog, and I just started writing. Okay, I started writing about things that I was passionate about and about stuff that I felt my market wanted to hear about. I didn't get caught up in perfectionism. I didn't get caught up in, nor do I today. I know I'm not the best with grammar. I know I'm not the best with, getting points across as some of the other gurus. But that's not my outcome. My outcome is just to have a conversation with you as I would have a conversation with my best friend. I don't have a conversation with my best friend and correct my grammar or correct the way I say things as I go along. I mean, how annoying would that be? That's not what I do. And here's the point. If I'm not me, if I'm not who I am as a person when I'm talking to you, if my voice does not resonate with you, if I'm trying to be someone else, you will know that because I can't maintain that storyline. I can't maintain that voice over a long period of time because it's not who I am. So you start just writing. You just start writing. You don't have to be a professional writer. Just start writing about what you're passionate about and you think the market wants to hear about. So, two, and this is extremely important in anything you do, and I encourage you to write this down. Use the strategy of polarization. What does that mean? Well, in the beginning, I emailed 2 to 3, sometimes 5 times a day. Okay? I'm not suggesting that. Matter of fact, I now know it's probably too much, and many of you had voiced that, and many of you were probably right. I emailed a little too much, and I apologize. But I was passionate. I mean, I had so much I wanted to share in the beginning and so many things that I wanted to get in your hands that it just seemed like, you know, I would email, and then next thing you know, I'd think of something else, and so I would email you again, and before I knew it, I'd email you 5 times a day. But I recommend 2 or 3 times a day in the beginning. See, polarization, you want people to raise their hand, and you want people to say, you know what, Jeff? You know what, Chris? You know what, Mike? You know what? I really like you. I really, really, really like you, and I want to hear from you. And I mean, if your best friend, you know, wants to call you 3 or 4 times a day, you probably want to talk to him 3 or 4 times today, as long as he's, you know, not asking you for something, if he's sharing with you. So use the strategy of polarization. Don't be afraid to make multiple contacts with people in the beginning. There will be some people that are upset, you know, and what I've done, by the way, many of you don't know this, but I do have a secondary list that I move people to, which get only 2 emails a week. I call it my biweekly email list, and I've done that to kind of reactivate people that have dropped off the list in the past. But that's not my strategy. That's not my main strategy. My main strategy is to communicate with you as much as possible, as long as I feel like what I'm bringing to you or what I'm talking about is of value to you. So also use a lot, and again, for those of you that have joined, if you have questions, email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. There's documents. Right now we're on the Fast Start Guide that I emailed you. But a lot of you, what we're talking about right now is Fast Start Strategies, and the first one is blogs. And the next thing I was going to talk about is use a lot of involvement mechanisms, such as polls, giveaways, and encourage and reward comments on the blog. And then get, you know, the most important thing is get people interacting with you. Get people communicating with you. And you do this by, you know, offering them a free report if they leave a comment, or offering them a free report if they do X, whatever X may be. So, and next is personally respond to emails quickly, okay? This is incredibly important, to where people actually feel like you're a human. You're not, you know, this autoresponder. This is, by the way, why I think Frank Kern is so successful. Frank's so successful because he doesn't use a lot of autoresponders. In the beginning of building his business, he responded personally to tons, I mean, hundreds of emails a day. He really talks to you through his videos and his emails as if he's you, talking to you as a friend. And he doesn't, you know, he tries to stay as personal as possible. But the point is, in the beginning, personally respond to emails. Have everything that you do, okay, be content and personality driven. This is where you begin to add your storyline, your personality, and your character. I've recently started to do much more of that. I've shared with you many of the struggles that I've had in life that I feel many of you have had and many of you are going through right now. I encourage you to talk to people in your market about, you know, some of the stuff that you've went through that you feel like, you know, remember, we live in a society that is what I like to call the jackpot society, or the, you know, you all we see the end result. we see, you know, the Jim Carreys of the world that become great comedic actors and make multi-million dollars a year, but we don't hear about, you know, in the media anyway, we don't hear, you know, about how he was homeless and the struggles he had living homeless in Canada and the struggles he had when he first came to the Comedy Store. And, you know, everybody has that story, but the media doesn't talk about it. So we're obsessed in our society about the end result. We see, and many of the gurus, I personally think one of the challenges or problems they'll have long term is that that's what we see. We see the bright and shiny object, but we don't, in the end, all of them have struggled, or all of them have had to overcome challenges to get where they're at. And that's my goal. My goal is to start where you're at, to find you where you're at, and to bring you along slowly but quickly, if you know what I mean. In other words, not sloppily, but we have to be speedy, but we don't want to be sloppy. And so everything that you're writing should be personality and content driven. Some of the people that I recommend getting on their list so that you begin to understand this, by the way: 1, Frank Kern; 2, Matt Fury; and 3, Dan Kennedy's newsletters. His emails are not good, but I mean, one of the best investments you'll ever make is to get on Dan Kennedy's newsletter list, because he's phenomenal at weaving his life stories and character throughout his newsletter, and people become infatuated with reading his stuff, not just to get the great content you get, but they want to know what's going on in Dan's world. And that's the same thing with Frank. People want to know what's going on in Frank's world. So get on Frank Kern and Matt Fury's email list. You'll begin to know what I'm talking about by writing. So you can use pictures, stories, and reviews. So you can use kind of what I do in another way, is you can review other people's products, and you can talk about, you know, maybe it's, I know there's people on this phone call that are biochemists that are bringing, nutritional products to the market, and there's people that are in commodity-type businesses where you can actually talk about other products or new research that's going on, and talk about that product and kind of tie it to, well, yeah, it's a good product, but this is what I've found. And then you can lead into some of this type of stuff that you're doing, and if you add this to this product, then it's going to be 10 times more effective. And you begin to piggyback other people's stuff and make yourself become the expert, if you will. So important in your blog, again, that's what we're talking about, blogs, is that you target titles with keywords. So you make sure that you're putting keywords in your titles that search engines will find those keywords that are directly tied to the market that you're going out after. I have multiple other things under blogs. I'm not going to go through all of them because we need to get moving on, but I'll say strategy 1, the most important. I built an incredibly profitable, I believe probably one of the top 5% in the country, profitable lifts as far as terms of size and the amount of money I'm able to pull from that list. Considering the cheapness of the products that I sell, I've developed a top 5 or 10% list almost exclusively just by communicating with you guys through a blog. And then step 2, or strategy 2 on page 5, is the article strategy. Again, in the beginning I talked about finding the top 10 problems in your market, the hurts, the needs of your market. Simple way of by the way, article marketing is probably the most effective, not probably, it is the most effective way to drive free traffic to your blog and or offers. There's no better way. It's not affected by Google Slap. Nobody can shut it down. And it's incredibly effective. And the way you do that is you pick a problem from the top 10 problems your market have. You target a title. You place keywords early in the title. You write 3 to 5 tips about the solution for one of those problems, 500 words or less. And so you're writing the article. And at the very bottom, they have what they call a resource box. Okay? The resource box is basically where you're going to have your offer in exchange for an opt-in. And basically, I got some resource box ideas here. You can be say this is part one of a 10-part series, and if you want the other 9 parts or 7 parts or 3 parts, click here and then we'll send them to you. You could drive people to a survey. You can have a quiz. You can drive people to get a free ebook or report that's tied to that hurt or article that you happen to be writing about, or you could drive people to membership, directly to membership. Where do you post them? There's many. I'll tell you the second one, ezinearticles.com, is the biggest and most popular. But all of these that I have listed, submityourarticles.com, ezinearticles.com, articleannouncer.com, goarticles.com, Google article directories, and then eBay even has an article posting directory. So those are the top areas where you go post your articles. So far we talked about getting your blog started. Okay, and we're going to come back to that at the end of this phone call. But get your blog started. Start writing to your market. Start having that one-on-one deep connection, deep conversation with your market. And then two, we talked about article strategies, which is, you know, start writing articles so that you can position yourself to become an expert in your particular niche. And then moving on, three is the ultimate free traffic driver, forums and like-minded websites. This was huge. Now, although my blog, okay, or your blog will be your conversation piece, where you go, where people go to have a conversation with you, where you're having that one-on-one relationship with your potential customers and or clients and customers, is the ultimate way to drive free traffic is going to forums and like-minded websites. How do you do this? Okay, you compile a list of everyone in your area of expertise and sub-niches, and you find the top gurus and top websites, okay, for them. For me, I took all the categories that I was going to cover, which are specifically in the area of internet marketing, offline marketing, business building, and email marketing and copywriting, and I took, you know, the top 50 gurus in all those categories, and in your particular niche, it doesn't matter what it is, go out and find the top niches and also find the top forums. You make a list of them. Okay, you create a rotating schedule of going to those blogs or forums, and you post comments with your signature, including the website. So if you go to Google, you can type in My Note-Taking Nerd Number 2. He did a lot of this, and you can type comments, and you'll see tons of this, where we went in, and the key is your comments need to be informative and full of education. You don't want to just go on there and post, hey, this is a great article, mynotetakingnerd.com. Like, you're going to become known as a spammer, and they're going to kick you off. I mean, we went on there, and we wrote some really kick-ass stuff that sometimes was better than the article we were reading. And at the very end, we would sign it, mynotetakingnerd.com. Some people will kick you off, or some people will ask you politely to leave those, but that's what we did. It's kind of a black hat way of building your list, but the goal is to post 3 or 4 posts a day. We were overly excited in this area. We posted sometimes 20 comments a day. So you're going to blogs of other experts in your field. You're reading their top articles, and you're writing a comment, but a comment of value underneath that article, and you're connecting that to your website. Sometimes you can't put .com, but whatever your website is, you can sign it. You know, for us, it's My Note Taking Nerd. Okay, people are you know, when they see a name like that, they'll go to Google and they'll type in My Note Taking Nerd, or they'll type in mynotetakingnerd.com and just go to the website. But the whole point is that, you know, your goal is every single day to be going to the forums in your industry and as many like-minded websites or, you know, of your competitors that you can find and be commenting and driving those people to your website. Strategy 4 is the power of social media. And many of you, if you've been reading the blog lately, you'll notice that I'm extremely passionate in this area. As a matter of fact, I'm going to encourage you, and I'm going to offer you a special price to be on my social media phone call this coming Thursday. I mean, I'm practically going to give it to you. You'll see the offer I send sometime tomorrow probably. But the bottom line is that I believe that this is going to be the center of our universe. I believe this is going to be the hub of commerce, the hub of how we interact in our society, and the hub of how your customers interact with you. And the number one thing I suggest you do is you open a Twitter account, okay? Now, that's not hard. I don't need to give you many of these, you know, programs out there. And by the way, I don't think it's a big secret. If you've been reading my stuff, I've been real disappointed in a lot of the programs that have come out on social media. They're so dang basic. I mean, they spend two or three videos telling you how to set up a Twitter account. Well, if you can't set up a Twitter account, you probably are not going to have much success in business. I'm not being rude. I'm just saying, you go on, it's very self-explanatory. It's like two steps, and you're on. So next thing you can do is you can go to you can type in free Twitter backgrounds in Google, and you'll have three or four different places you can go, and you can get a free Twitter background, which is like a real popular thing that's going on. Again, a lot of the gurus are you know, having you go to their fancy-pantsy, you know, people that do the Twitter backgrounds for $199. I don't think you need to do that. You just go to get a free Twitter background and include on that the URL, all the URLs that people, you know, the URL of your website, and then also the URLs of all your other websites and your Facebook page. So the next thing is you want to make sure your bio is interesting, okay? You want to make sure that it's the headline, if you will, driving people to want to go, you know, find out more about you. So you create an Excel sheet. Now, how do you, by the way, how do you get thousands of followers? Well, I'm going to share with you right now a secret that the gurus probably don't want me sharing, a secret that many of you may already be aware of. But if you think that these gurus are getting their followers, you see some of them, there's a recent guru lately that has like 100,000 followers, came out with this big program, and they, you know, that was the hook, if you will. You know, I had 100,000 followers. Well, I'm going to make a bold claim. I will have between 25 and 40,000 followers on Twitter within the next 60 days. That's right, 25 to 40,000. And it'll be because of a simple piece of software that I'm going to share with you guys that that allows people to go out and auto-follow people in your industry. Now, many of you may think that's spamming. It's a big gray area, but let me tell you the difference. The difference is spammers just send out millions of emails they're throwing darts at, you know, at empty space, and they're hoping they hit someone. The big difference with Twitter is that you can actually go out and find people in your industry. So you're finding, you know, in my particular case, I'm finding people that, you know, I'm doing reports on, and or I'm finding people that are interested. You know, maybe there are other marketing consultants who are obviously interested in the stuff that I'm doing. In your case, if it's nutrition or if it's, you know, the auto industry or whatever it is, you want to go out and find the gurus in your industry or the people of influence, and you can manually, by the way, you can manually go in. You click on their followers, so let's say they have 20,000 followers, and you can manually just go down that list and click follow, 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 follow. And most of these people auto-follow you back, okay? There's a piece of software out there. It's called Hummingbird. I consider it to be the best out there. There's two of them that are good. There's Hummingbird and TweetAdder. If you want to write those down, it's Hummingbird and TweetAdder, correct, TweetAdder. They're very cheap. Now, don't go out and buy it. I'm negotiating. I'm trying to get you guys a good price. It's cheap anyway, but I'll be sending you a link sometime in the next couple days if you decide you want it. But essentially what this software does is you go in, you click the followers of the people that, you know, are definitely, you know, the following the people that may be your competitors or following people that are center of influence in your particular industry. You click the followers on them, and you just click an auto-follow button. Every day, you're going to follow, you know, in the beginning, you can follow up to 2,000 people. At 2,000 people, what happens is you can only increase by 10% per day, okay? But it's 10% from your followers to your unfollowed. So at the end of every day, you go into the software or you go in manually and you unfollow all the people that are no longer following you. And the software will automatically do that for you. And so let's say you have 2,000 people you're following, but only 1,700 people that are following you. Well, now you can you can go from 1,700 to 2,000 and then 10% above to 2,200, so you can actually add another 500 people is essentially what happens. So you can grow your Twitter list exponentially, extremely fast, and I highly recommend that you do this now because Twitter is trying all the time to get this stopped, and I highly recommend that you start, you know, get this software and build your list as quick as possible, because like other fledgling industries and fledgling technology that's just started, they will find a way to probably stop this. And it's the quickest way for you to find, you know, to build your list, to build your audience, if you will, with Twitter, okay? So there's a secret block formula, if you will, that works with Twitter. The way you have to look at Twitter, the way I look at it, you don't have to look at it anyway, but the way I suggest you look at it is you look at it as microblogging, okay, but also look at it as micro-commercials. All these people, I mean, they're following hundreds, if not thousands of people, and so they have all tons of messages that are coming into their box all the time. So your goal is to be in front of them as much as you possibly can, understanding that they've done studies. You could send a blog, a Twitter post, if you got, you know, tens of thousands of followers, you know, even a couple thousand, you could send a Twitter post every half hour of the day, and you'll be lucky if 5% or 10% of people that are actually following you see any of those messages. So again, it's micro commercials, and you're just trying to catch them. Now, the best way to do this is the block formula. Now, how do you do that? You send a block of Twitters, okay, 5 to 7 of them, 1 minute apart, okay, once every couple hours. So that block is made up of a current event, so you can go to different websites like I believe it's tweetlater.com, url.com. You can go into Google and you type in, you can go to Google and do Google Alerts. That's a great one to get, you know, stuff that's going on in your particular industry. So you're gonna send a post or a tweet about a current event. Then 1 minute later, you're gonna send something connecting to a blog post you've done for that day. Next, you're going to send something humorous. It could be a YouTube video or a joke or something like that. Next, you're going to do a personal offer. So it's current event, blog post, humor, and then you could also do a retweet of a blog post or a current event, and then you're going to do a personal offer. Now, that offer is going to be driving people to opt into your list. So, you know, for me, I might tweet, get your free Renegade Millionaire report. Here's your password, and it drives into a page. They opt in. They get the free report. Again, that's how you build a list, and you could build a list very fast on Twitter doing this. So, again, the software is Hummingbird. You go to Google. You type in Hummingbird Twitter software, or it's TweetAdder software. Again, you can go to Google and do that if you want. Some people have moral dilemmas with spamming, and they can't seem to find a reason to do this. I personally think it's there. It's not illegal, and there's nothing wrong with doing it as long as it's legal, and it is legal right now. But again, I can't imagine it being legal for a long time, so I suggest you doing it. So there you go. Tweet a lot. Like I said, think of it as micro commercial. And again, everything you do, you should be thinking in terms of polarizing. You want to polarize your market. You want avid followers. You want avid readers of your blog. You want avid, rabid fans of your product. And people that, you know, don't want to hear from you every day, people that, you know, that are just there for the free stuff, drive them away. Be okay with people leaving you. Be okay with people leaving because they say they don't want to hear from you, or you talk too much, or you sell too much to them. If your intention is good, if your desire to provide value to them is good, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep, you know, getting yourself in front of them. But most importantly, communicate value. Give value all the time. So Facebook, by the way, should come later. You start slowly. I'm going to tell you why. Facebook is incredibly, incredibly powerful. All right? I just recently started my Facebook page, and I probably won't do a whole lot on Facebook for a while. The reason that is because until I have all my systems and strategies in place, I want to make sure that I'm fulfilling that I'm never screwing up, because we live in a you know, in the social media society where if you screw up, I mean, people can go right on your Facebook page and say, hey, this guy screwed up, and the next thing you know, all, you know, 400 of your friends or 10,000 of your friends or 35 of your friends, they all know that you screwed up. And so your screw-ups become public matter. And so in the beginning, although I recommend a Facebook page, I recommend you start it slowly. As you're growing your business, you grow your Facebook image. And I'm going to talk about this more later. But again, that was the fast start part of this. What was it? A quick review. The first thing, you know, you're looking to make sure that you have hungry buyers in your market. And once you know that, how you do that, you just go to wordtracker.com, you go to different keyword sites, you go to Google, their free keyword stuff, you find out if people are searching for what you're offering. You got to know their top 10 problems, and then you position your solution. You got to make sure that you're leveraging other people's traffic, that you're positioning yourself to get attention in your industry through your blog and the articles that you're writing. You're measuring all the traffic and all the opt-in rates, the confirmation rates, the profit per member. You want to start blogging. I mean, this is incredibly important. It's the best way to get your name out there and position yourself as an expert in your field. That's strategy one. Strategy two was that you start writing articles and submitting them to the article directories. And then next is that you go to forums and like-minded websites, and you start making comments in the forums and the websites and driving traffic back to your website. And finally is getting your Twitter account open, using the tools available, and start building your follower list using the power of social media, tweeting in blocks and doing those blocks once every couple hours. And in between the blocks, by the way, you also, in between the blocks, you want to be just, you know, tweeting updates, tweeting some personal stuff, you know, what you're doing. So those are the four main strategies in the Quick Start Guide, and we're about to move into the main part, or some of the heavier stuff of this lead generation section. We're over. I said we were going to take a break every 55 minutes. I'm over that by, like 20 minutes it looks like, or 15 minutes. So right now, before we move into lead generation specifics, we're going to go ahead and take a break for 7 minutes. That's 7 minutes. I'm going to grab a drink of water. I'm going to go to the restroom. And during this 7 minutes right now, if you would please just send me an email and say, hey, I'm here. You're talking too fast. If I'm doing anything wrong, or, hey, I'm here and I'm enjoying it, I'd appreciate the feedback. It'd be greatly appreciated for me if you could just drop me a quick email at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. And just say, I'm here, I'm enjoying it, or you're doing something wrong, so that I can correct mid-course here if you need me to. But now we're going to dig into the deeper stuff. 7 minutes from right now, I'll be back on the phone. So we're going to take a seven-minute break. Just sit your phone down, or check your emails, or do whatever you got to do, and then we'll be back in 7 minutes. Thank you. Hello. I'm back. I'm going to ask anybody out there just to send me an email real quick. I apologize for the primitive form of communication, but I've had some interesting situations with teleseminars where we have echoes a lot in this particular service, and being this is what I'm using for now, this is what I deal with. So if you can send me an email and say you hear me again, we'll get started with the next segment here to say we're here. I appreciate the feedback. Seems like guys are enjoying it. And for those of you that didn't send any feedback, I understand. And okay, seems like you guys hear me. And I'm going to get started here. Today's conversation is about lead generation. For those of you that may have joined later, for those of you that may have joined the conversation later, you may have missed the fact that what I've done is I've went through 11 programs, 1,300 pages, and over 130 hours of content to bring you what I consider the best stuff on lead generation. Part of the stuff that we are, you know, that's really part of product launch is product development and copywriting, probably two of the key areas. And if you look in the stuff that I sent you today, there's a rapid product creation template or module, and there's a quick turnaround copywriting module. Another one of the bonuses that I will be offering you guys is a bonus phone call with myself and Nerd Number Two, who I consider to be one of the top copywriters in the country, by the way, on copywriting and product development, and that call will be soon. For those of you that may have not, you know, that don't have a product already and are already and are trying to figure out how, we will cover this toward the end of the call, by the way, quickly. But I want to go into a little bit more depth on it, so I'm going to bonus everybody a phone call on those two particular areas, which we have not scheduled in over the 6 or 7 weeks here. And it should be done up front, and it's something that I feel is so important that I just want to give it to you. So those particular modules, I've given them to you to read through. They're very good, step by step, and you can absolutely use them. It's just that they're not, you know, something that we want to be able to cover. And I'll be bringing Nerd Number Two on the phone at the end of this call to talk some specifics about, you know, what we can do to get this done. But let's dig in here to lead generation. What is lead generation? Okay. A list is a list of like-minded people. Leads are people who have chosen you or your offering. They've raised their hand and they said, yes, I want you. And if you look at the module, by the way, we're on page one. For those of you, I apologize, for those of you that are looking here, we're on page one of the, it's titled, My Note-Taking Nerd's Guide to Traffic Explosion. My Note-Taking Nerd's Guide to Traffic Explosion. Okay? And I'm going to ask all of you to bring that up now, to pull that PDF up so you can follow along with me. And on page one, it says the difference between lead generation and list building. Lists are just collection of like-minded people, to where leads are people that have raised their hands. A low-quality list is a opt-in-only email. The next step up is the opt-in, name and email. Then you have your double opt-in, okay? Next, you have your name, email, and mailing address. And then step above that is you got full contact info, the name, the email, the address, phone number. And then finally, you got full contact and billing info, okay? That's a secure lead. You've got them to buy something. So you're going from a low quality to extremely high quality lead. Where do I recommend that you start? I recommend that you start in the middle, a little below middle, if you will, at double opt-in. I think all of you, I talked about earlier, should be doing a double opt-in. You will lose some people that way. But the important is you will never be known as a spammer, and you train them right from the beginning. The mindset of people is they're constantly raising their hand right from the beginning and say, I want your stuff. And then they got to go check their email, and then they got to click again, I want your stuff. And again, the service I recommend using for emails is AWeber, mainly because it's the service that I've always and only used. I can't comment on Constant Contact or some of the other stuff, but I can highly recommend AWeber. I've never really had any challenges with them, and they have just about every feature that you would want from an email service. So there's really two different types of lead generation campaigns. There's free and self-liquidating. A free lead pays nothing to get on the list. Okay, you get lots of leads. They are a lower quality lead, and you must be willing to go negative with them to make money. Okay, and then there's a self-liquidating offer. This is where the lead must pay something to get on the list. Now, you're going to have a much lower response than free, but an extremely higher quality lead than free. Okay, so what is a self-liquidating offer? A self-liquidating offer is where you may drive people. One of the big models lately is you drive people to get a free CD or a free report or something, and then people are paying $5 or $7 for shipping. Well, that $5 or $7, realistically, being that shipping only costs, it's shipping and handling, and shipping only costs possibly, a dollar, and the product itself costs 50 cents, that actually pays for the lead. But most importantly, you've got it someone that's already paid. Now, I'm an advocate of both, okay? I think in the beginning, I just think that you want to get as many people as you possibly can on your list and begin to polarize and weed them out as you go. But you can also use both, okay? You can use both types of leads. Now, we're going to get into detail on this, okay, and in just a minute. But I want you to go ahead and go to page 2. And this is market selection. Okay, so before you actually go out and you start marketing, you want to know that you have a good market. Okay, now today's about lead gen, but there's some steps before lead generation, like I said, like product creation and copywriting and market selection that are extremely important. But for the sake of time, I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, so I can really just cover just the basics of it. But here's some of the myths in the marketplace. That this market's huge and therefore I'll make a bundle. Well, the other thing is it's a extremely tiny niche. No one's discovered it and I'll make a bundle. Well, there's two problems there. One, if it's a highly trafficked market, it's extremely competitive, extremely cost. It's not cost effective to buy pay-per-click advertising. It's extremely costly to buy banner advertising. The business costs are much more expensive, and your competition is huge. So I don't recommend going into a huge market. I think you need to, even if you're in a big market, you got to find a way to just drill down to the one specific micro area of that market that you're going after. But not so small, okay, that you can't monetize it. There's not enough people to monetize it. So in terms of big, it says here, think in terms of like Britney Spears or Jessica Simpson. Huge market. I mean, Ashton Kutcher, what's he got? 2.5 million followers on Twitter. Now, I'm sure he could monetize that if he wanted to, but for us, to try to monetize that particular word would be extremely hard, and it'd also be extremely competitive. So the market selection truce, you want to find the sweet spot in the middle. But here's the most important thing, okay? It says no market is perfect. You got to beat the other guy who is probably not as a good marketer as you. Well, I got a big secret to share with you that they teach in the big business schools that many of you probably already know, and that's the law of the first mover advantage. Simply states that if you're first into a market, into a niche, you have an incredible advantage over anybody else. You could be half as good a marketer and still own, 100% more market share than your next competitor. Okay, so what makes a good market is that you want to go to wordtracker.com or the free keyword search in Google, and you want to make sure that they're getting 200 to 300 searches a day. That's the number one thing that I'll share with you is that in your market and the indirect market. Now, the indirect market, okay, is, think about the indirect market as people going to a supermarket to buy milk and eggs. Well, they come out of the place with a load of other stuff in their shopping cart. See, that's the indirect market. If you're selling lose 5 pounds in, lose 5 pounds a week before your wedding date, that product has a very low volume direct market, okay, but you have to bid on the indirect market, which is like engagement rings, bridal wear, wedding invitations, stuff like that. That's the indirect it. So you want to sit down and think about, where are my people hanging out? Not just my direct market, but indirectly, where are they hanging out that I can go out and find them, okay? So once you know that you have a good market, which the number one thing is there 200 to 300 searches a day in that market. That's a good market. And most markets, by the way, have that. So I don't think many of you are going to have, from what I've read, many of you are going to have too many challenges. The next thing is the upsell potential. Okay, we talked about earlier that, you know, if you have an ebook that cures something, okay, you got to remember, people are not going to buy anything once their problem is solved. So you don't want any one-shop wonder type thing. So you want to think in terms of the upsell, okay? You guys are going to start seeing, in my particular case, all right, when we do an ebook, we're going to offer an upsell on a CD, an audio, and a video version of the product. So if you have a $17 product, okay, then people will upsell to, say, the audio or video version or whatever it is. And then it goes through here under topic 3 on page 3. It says upsell potential. It goes through different versions of what that is. And then you have price potential, lifetime value, offline potential, international potential, and then finally it has the competition scorecard in the market, okay? And then finally, you have a market scorecard. Here is the bottom line. This is a lot of there's a lot of tools here, by the way. If you go all the way through page 8, there's a lot of tools and ways to find out if you have a good market to do business in. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you go to Google, you go to Google's keyword, you go to Word Tracker, their free keyword tool, you find out that people, you put in a bunch of the keywords in your market, and if you find out there's 200 to 300, again, you want to drill down. Not the broad market, but your specific niche. If there's 200 or 300 searches a day, then you're probably going to be okay. That's what I've found. I've found that, you know, all the other stuff that go into this scorecard are, you know, they're important. But the most important thing is, are people looking for what you have to offer? Because then it becomes all about searching and becoming the expert and, you know, centering yourself in that universe. And we're going to, you know, talk a whole lot about that over the next 6 weeks. But for now, you really just want to make sure that there's a market there. And I think most of you are going to find that there is. So going to page 8, okay, let's look at the number one way of driving traffic, paid traffic to your website, which is pay-per-click. And so the first thing you have is you have keyword research. The search network consists of Google search partners, which also includes other search engines like Ask.com and shopping comparison sites. And your ad will appear when users search for information relating to the keywords. So in my case, if, you know, people type in Frank Kern, I get a number of impressions every day that show up on the right side of the page that say, don't buy Frank Kern's $2,500 program, buy it for pennies on the dollar, or are you interested in buying Frank Kern's for pennies on the dollars, or are you interested in saving time? Whatever those particular Google AdWords are, okay, the bottom line is that that's what a search network is. Frank Kern and many of the other, quote, gurus in the industry are highly recommending that you go to, like, Yahoo and MSN and so forth, and I've had some success in that area, okay? So you have the search network. That's the search network, Yahoo, Google, MSN. They type in the keyword, up comes your ad. You get so many impressions a day, they click, and then you have your click-through rates. That's the basics of what keywords are. Next, you have the content network. It includes any sites displaying Google ads. So this network ranges widely from small blogs to large information portals. Your ads appear on the sites where Google's system recognizes a match between the content on the site and the keywords in your campaign. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm finding more and more that content network is the way to go. It's extremely cost-effective. You get to choose the websites that you want your ads on. You get to choose when your ads come off those websites. You get to know exactly how many people are clicking on your ad, where, you know, position-wise on the page that it's working. I mean, there's so much to it as opposed to search network where you're just randomly popping up, you know, X amount of thousand times a day, but you're just randomly popping up and hoping people see your ad, as opposed to people are already there, they're looking for information on a particular blog or a particular website. They're already looking for the information that you're looking to sell. And also, you're likely to not get Google slapped or, you know, having Google kick your ad off their network when you're in a content network. So there's search network and content network. They're two different animals, okay? So what types of keywords are there? Okay, again, we're on page 9 of the traffic module of this program. Make sure you do your keyword research first, because you want to use them in title tags, in your landing pages, your ads, and whatnot. So you have seeker or direct keywords. What are direct keywords or seeker keywords? Those are, for instance, in me, I sell, you know, reports on specific authors. So Frank Kern, Even Pagan, Dan Kennedy, Jay Abraham, all those people are direct keywords. Then you have synonyms. They're, or themed vocabulary. Those could be things like, you know, Even Pagan could be things like wake up productive, or any, you know, jargon that's in the industry. You also have thought strings or mindsets, okay? If you can enter a conversation in someone's mind, then you have great influence over them, okay? Like a thought string is, are you tired of spending money on marketing but not making money? You know, what's going on in your customer's mind? What are some of the keywords that are going on in their mind that you can capitalize on? So what are keyword tools? Word Tracker, the Google Keywords tool, KW Browse, and KeywordTopia.com. Okay, those are where you can go and type in your keywords and find out if people are using them. Okay, so next, build your content network keyword list first. Okay, dump all the main synonyms, domain names, Google suggested keywords, Keyword Spy suggested keywords, and you know, all of your keywords within one ad group. Okay, and this goes on in the next couple pages. You can come back to this, okay? And in the essence of time, again, we have a limited amount of time, and what I've done is I've condensed 130 hours down to what, you know, is the best in the market, and I mean the absolute best. Over $20,000 worth of programs, I've you know, taken the best of it and brought it here. But what I'm going to do is hammer, I want you to understand, is this doesn't have to be complicated. In the beginning, don't make it complicated. Just you know, go to Google, get your account set up, and then go to their free keyword tool, or go to wordtracker.com, start researching your keywords, get your keywords jumped in, and then write your ads. Now also, I want you to write this down. On top of the other bonuses I've promised you, okay, we are working on a over 100-page report from the top three programs, from the Google AdWords Black Book program, from Perry Marshall's boot camp program he recently did, and his most updated Google AdWords program. We're going to create a 100-page report, okay, that's going to be done sometime tomorrow or on Thursday, that we're going to be gifting to everybody on this call. You will be receiving it. It's going to take you step by step on the basic of strategies and tactics for pay-per-click to the most advanced. And we will be gifting that. You will get it this week as part of this week's curriculum, okay? So, again, as you go through page, going all the way through page 11, is basically talking about how do you get keywords, okay? And you can come back to this. The thing that I wanted to hammer on here is the most important thing is don't get caught up. Look, guys, when I first started, here's the most important thing to learn, okay? Don't get caught up in thinking that you have to know all the answers to get started. When I first started doing Google AdWords, I didn't even bother listening to any programs the first probably month, but I was really profitable. I just went in there, I wrote some ads, I understand copywriting, I did my three lines that they offer you. I just used common sense, I wrote the ads, I dropped in some common sense keywords that I knew people were going to be looking for to find my reports, and, you know, I was paying a lot, but I was profitable. I was paying like $5 a customer to bring them in, so every $100 brought me 20 people, but I made money off all $100, you know, every person that came in, I made money off them. You know, basically for every $100 that came in, I was making $200 in profit. So, you know, whatever I was doing was working, and understand I didn't know anything. I'm not telling you want to do that. I'm giving you the tools right here. You have them in the PDF in front of you. But the most important thing is if you're going to start driving traffic, don't think that you have to have gone through the Note-Taking Nerd's guide to pay-per-click to do it. Just go to Google, write your ad, drop in some basic keywords, and get started, because it can only get better from then, okay? So here's a big part, though. And the next section on page 12, it says how to write ads that click, that get clicks. Okay, here's the basic ad structure. Okay, attention, interest, desire. So on the headline, you're looking to get attention. In search, you do this by telling them you've got what they want. The next line, or the first line, is you generate interest, the benefit. The second line, this is on page 12, guys, the second line is the decision. Why should they click here? And then finally, the bottom is you display the URL, take action, the call to action. Okay. So rules for network ads is relevancy is everything. You don't need to be creative. Just tell them what you've got. Keyword on every line, ideally. Keep it simple. Get keyword-rich URLs for top five keywords. So, for instance, on me, for us, for instance, you're going to start seeing Frank, instead of mynotetakingnerd.com, you know, get your report at, and then the URL shows up as mynotetakingnerd.com. The URL will be, you know, freefrankkernmasscontrol.com, freefrankkernmasscontrolreport.com. Or freightkernmasscontrolnotes.com, but the URL will direct them to our website. So, again, you want to make sure that the URL includes all the keywords, if you will, so that, you know, you're directing them not to a generic site, but you're directing them to the report or something you're doing. So the example on page 13, the ad at the very top, high-intensity train, okay, very self-explanatory, okay? In my case, it might be Frank Kern Mass Control Report. Okay? 3-minute high intensity training guide. In my case, it might be learn all of Frank's strategies for pennies on the dollar. Okay? Next it says new high intensity training guide. And then bottom get highintensitytraining.com. So it doesn't go to John and Paul's weighttrainingcenter.com. It goes to gethighintensitytraining.com is what they're clicking, and then it directs them to wherever your main website is or wherever that sales page is. So, rules for content network ads. Okay, remember, search network is where they're typing in a keyword on Google or Yahoo or MSN, and then your ad comes up on the right side in those boxes. Okay. A content network is where they type in a keyword, and then your ad pops up on, you know, a website somewhere, and you can specify those websites, by the way. It pops up on very specific websites that accept Google AdSense words, AdSense ads, and it also pops up, by the way, in like Gmail, those little one-line things that, you know, pop up there when people are typing in, you know, maybe something comes through on an email that you're typing or something, and then up top an ad comes through, okay? So, again, those are the two types of ads. If you go to page 14, you'll see types of ads for content network. Okay, here's ads that get attention. It says there are different types of ads here, and each use different influence strategies. If you send all of them directly to the same sales page, it probably won't work, creating a landing page which carries the message of the ad forward. So, again, okay, here's an example of using a landing page, example of carrying them forward. So you got example, ask a question. Are you a tub of butt? Get rock hard bod in 27 minutes a week. Stallone used for Rambo and Rocky. How to build muscle, losefat.com. Example, tease them. Texas man goes from fat to ripped in just 3 minutes a day, losing fat and building mass. Just go to free man, freefatmangetsrippedstory.com. Okay. Next, use the character when possible. Show that the story is incomplete, which invokes curiosity. So you got the negative ad. High-intensity training scam. Is high-intensity training fake? We uncover hit training lies. HighIntensityFreeReport.com. Now, all of those ads should eventually go to separate landing pages. Okay. Now, in the beginning, for the sake of simplicity and the sake of sanity, my suggestion is that you try different ads, but you just use one landing page. If you're starting out, if you're versed in pay-per-click and you understand it and you're comfortable with it and you're versed in building landing pages and you have a webmaster, but if you're trying to do all this yourself and you're building the land pages and you're building your Google AdWords and you're writing your copy and you're doing all of this, if you try to do all of this, you know, right out the gates, you're not going to do it. I'm telling you, I've seen it too often. So what I recommend is that you do all those ads, but you just drive them to one ad that maybe covers, you know, different aspects of the different ads you're driving them to, or you just use one specific type of ad and you drive them to the landing page. The key, though, is that the landing page furthers the conversation about what the ad says. So that's your outcome, that your landing page furthers the outcome. So going through page 18, if you'll go with me, okay, all the way through page 20, okay, those are different types of examples of what pay-per-click ads should look like. And I encourage you to go back and look at these, because they're very good models for how to write your ads in your Google pay-per-click advertising campaign or your Yahoo advertising campaign, whether it's your search or your content network ads. I suggest you go back, use those as models, okay? And if you have any questions on how to do this, I want all of you to know that if you send me any questions, I will find the answers for you. I will get back to you as quick as I possibly can. Just keep my email handy. My job is to serve you. My job is to help you. The challenge we have in these phone calls is time. We don't have a lot of time. I'm trying to give you 100 hours worth of stuff in 4 hours. It's impossible to do, but I'm going to give you the best of what I can. But afterwards, my job is to serve you, and I want to serve you the best I can. And so all you have to do is, you know, if you want to send me an ad and say, what do you think of this? I'll do my best to critique it. If you want to say, you know, I'm just lost, I don't know how to write an ad, I'll do my best to help you. But again, the key here is keep it simple. Don't, you know, just remember, keywords, you know, you got three lines to write in the ad. Make sure the URL speaks to what you're selling, okay? Not just go to mom and pop, Joe's mom and shop, popshop.com, but whatever they're selling at that specific website or that specific location, and just do it. Don't get caught up in, you know, making sure that you have to have all the landing pages done and so forth. So, again, what we're going to talk about now is once you have that campaign done, you then have to drive people to a landing page, okay? Now, the landing page, in my opinion, is probably the most important thing that you'll do. And before I go into the specifics about a landing page, I want to talk to you about what I consider to be the single best piece of software for building sales, direct copy sales pages on the internet, and that's Xcite Pro, okay? Xcitepro.com. It's xcitepro.com. And then also another piece of software, which is marketsamurai.com. Okay, so far I've talked to you guys about HummingbirdPro.com. Hummingbird is a software for Twitter. You have Excite Pro, which is what I use to develop, and almost all the gurus out there use to develop their sales pages. It is extremely easy, guys, extremely easy. And then finally, you have MarketSamurai.com, which is by far the best keyword word finder software on the available today. All of them are $200 or under. I send emails out trying to get you guys special pricing, and I will send links. I don't care. I mean, I might be an affiliate, but I don't make enough money off these things to care, and I'm basically just going to pass all the savings that I would normally make off to you guys, and I'll be sending you links to get these pieces of software if you don't already have them, and I suggest you get them. Doesn't mean you can't do it. It's just, you know, a lot easier when you have some real cheap and inexpensive but professional tools to do all this with. So when you see like these landing pages and examples and so forth that I have, you'll almost all of these are done in Excite Pro, by the way. So here's the when you construct the perfect landing page, it's all about what's working now. We're on page 20, okay? It's all about what's working now and keeping it familiar. Okay, this is not a landing page, but this is an example. This Add to Cart button you see on this page, if it's in color on your screen, it's a big orange button, Add to Cart. That's the big thing that's working right now on websites. And if you go to all the gurus' latest offerings, you'll see this big yellow button or big orange button on there. That's what's working, okay? This resource, by the way, at that HTTP, the copyblogger.com/landing pages, great resource, tons of actual diagnosis of landing pages on that particular website right there that I found for you guys to go see. Also, in your stuff that I sent you today, you're going to see different landing pages. I only sent you two. I will be sending you, because I didn't want to send you too much, I'm going to be sending you about 10 other ones. The two that I sent you, if you'll click on them now, you'll see a PDF. It's titled Mask Control Giveaway, Frank Kern. Mask Control Giveaway, Frank Kern. If you click on that, what comes up is what is by far the most effective landing page. It's working right now. And if you've been following any of the offers lately, including the big, huge launch that Frank Kern, John Reese, and Tony Robbins recently did for Tony's Money Master Series program, you'll notice that this particular page looks a lot like the offer they did. The only difference is they just did video, but the big thing is you have the fake video to the right, you have the headline and the bullets to the left, the fake video right upper side, and then you have the arrows directing them to enter their stuff, the big bright arrows. There's different forms of this, but almost all of them follow the same form. They might follow different color screens. They might only have one arrow, big arrow, as opposed to multiple drawn type arrows. They're testing stuff like that, but this particular landing page is what is working right now. And by the way, when you go to my landing page starting tomorrow afternoon, you're going to see a landing page that looks very much like this, because that's what's working. And again, I will be sending you guys the results. I'll be sending you PDFs of all the stuff that I'm doing, as well as the results and why and how they're working, or if they're not working. If they're not working, I'll share with that with you too, and I'll share with you all the stuff that happens as we change. So again, this particular landing page, you need to be looking at the Mask Control Giveaway Frank Kern landing page, but that's what's working right now, okay? So the key, find what's working. How do you find what's working? Just go to all your competitors' websites. Go to the top 5, 10 competitors, the guys that are just kicking butt. Look at what's working. They're almost always all using very similar landing pages, and you just model what's working. I mean, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You don't need a $2,000 program to find out what's working. All you have to do is just go model what people are already doing. Now, if you look at the other thing I sent you, which is another model, the 30-Day Challenge Plus, if you click on that, it's in your PDFs. It says 30-Day Challenge Plus landing page. If you don't have it, please email me, mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, but you should have it. This is another one. Again, the blank space to the left that you may be looking at is a video. There's a video there. Again, big giant arrows directing them to a big Join Now button. Now, what they're doing here is they're running multiple bullet points below the fold. So a big, long bunch of bullet points below the fold of the video up top and the Join Now button. That's another model that I've seen used quite a bit on the internet now. Again, another one that I'll be testing. I'll be split testing this. I'll be sharing the results with you guys. I'll be sending PDFs to you so that you know what's working. And as we go, by the way, one of the things that I'll be doing is just sharing with you what's working and what's not working consistently. So once you've got your Google, once you've got your blog, and you've went out and you've done your forum postings and your website comments, and you're doing all your grassroots stuff, and then you start doing your pay-per-click advertising and driving people to these landing pages, landing pages are incredibly important. So you have those two models there that I just showed you, and then coming back to page 20, you see these different money magnet landing pages, and these are where you're giving the free report, or you're giving the free CD, you're giving them access, temporary access to a website, page 21. You're giving something away. The key on all of these, if you're giving something away, and I've been, for lack of a better term, dumb in these areas and not doing a lot of this stuff, but you're going to see a lot of this changing radically, rapidly, speedily, hastily, real soon in my own marketing. But the bottom line is that whatever you're giving away, if you can have a visual representation of that, like on page 21 where he's given a free CD away, if you can show that CD or if you can show the report in an ebook cover, it increases response tremendously, by the way. So you have these three different models. You have the Frank Kern mass control model, if you will, the model that is basically left side, big headline, little bit of copy, right side, fake video, directing people to the video, opt in and you get this free video, okay, with the big bright arrows leading to the email box. You have number two, the big video up top that plays automatically when you come on, big arrows directing them to the opt-in, and then a bunch of bullet points leading off the fold on your computer page. And then you have three, the money magnet. So you're giving something away, you're visually showing what you're giving them. Those are the three types of money magnets. Now, going on to 22, what are some of the stuff you can use for money magnets? Audio CDs or DVDs? Results show that they're three times more effective than reports. So giving away a CD or a DVD is incredibly powerful. Two, you have special reports. Three, you have e-classes. They're not e-courses over time and email, which delays the buying process. These are e-classes, so that you're actually directing them to something afterwards. Next, you have samples or free trials. And then finally, you have maybe a free membership. Okay, so it's a free membership. You use bullet points. You link to the sales letter. You give free content leading them through the sales process. So again, underneath all of these, we have a very specific outline of how you should use each one. But those are the three types of landing pages that are working right now. Three very specific models that are working, you know, like gangbusters for people. On page 23, up top, I have the words swipe file, a must. Okay? Now, here is something, in my opinion, is probably the most, I would say in the top five of the most important things to building your online internet business. And that's capturing models and launches as they go. Now, how do you do this? Me, I use Scrapbook. Okay, Scrapbook is an add-on. It's Scrapbook, just like I said. It's an add-on to Firefox. But you can find any type of add-on to Internet Explorer or Firefox that captures web pages or emails. And what I do is when there's a when there's a new launch that comes out, or there's a new if there's a new product launch that's coming out, I will create a folder within Scrapbook, and I will start to capture the initial, you know, all the stuff that they're doing, and I will label it, you know, Jeff Walker product launch, you know, number one, number two, number three, email one, email two, email three, and I begin to capture all of that stuff. Now, here's the deal. I have a huge swipe file of just about every launch that's been done in the last, you know, X amount of time. I'll be selling that swipe file. I'm working out a deal to be able to do that. I'll be selling it sometime in the near future. For the time being, I'm going to be sending you guys a really good sample of that stuff so that you can use it. But from this point forward, I urge you to start capturing all the really good, like, you know, stuff that gets you in your market, stuff that grabs you and says, wow, I really want to opt in there. When that gets you, you should capture that page and save it as an example of something that you can use in your marketing. So start creating a swipe file. Now, it's been a it's been another like 50 minutes. Before we go on to the specific strategies for developing your landing page and then moving on into models and so forth, we're got about, you know, we're going to probably push this till 9 o'clock, guys, but I'm giving you the best that I can here. Before we move on to that, we're going to take another 7 minute break right now. Okay, 7 minutes, 7:32. At 7:39, I will be back on the phone. If you guys will just please do me a favor, send me an email. Let me know that you're there. Just send me an email real quick. Say, hey, I'm following along. I like it or I don't like it, or please slow down, or, you know, just give me some feedback, even if it's, you know, just let me know you're here. If you'll do that, mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, real quick, I'd appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for bearing with me. Thank you. I know it's a lot of information. Stand up, stretch out, go get a drink of water. Meet me back here on the phone in 6.5 minutes from now. Drop me a quick email. I'll talk to you guys in 6.5 minutes. Hello guys, Chief Nerd here, back, grabbed a power bar and some water, and feeling a little bit better. Thanks for the feedback. I'm going to go ahead and answer a couple of the common questions. Number one, I appreciate the feedback. I'm glad most of you are enjoying this, if not all of you. But a few of you, I can understand, I kind of rushed through that last section, said you couldn't follow along as well, so I'm going to slow down a bit. Hopefully I'll get it all in here, but I'm going to slow down a little bit for you guys, and I'm going to go ahead, and also someone asked the question, a couple of you, is a squeeze page and a landing page the same? Well, yes, they are essentially the same. However, a landing page doesn't necessarily, a squeeze page means they're squeezing something out of you, okay? You're squeezing information out of someone. You want something in return for them going to the next step. A landing page may just be a page people go to get some information. Essentially the same thing, different, you know, names for it, but a squeeze page simply means you're squeezing information out of people. So that, I hope that answers your question. So as we move on, I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'm going to try to get through this a little bit more organized and effective. So as we move into the next section here, which is how do you set up the landing page for optimal results, step one is defining your purpose. This is incredibly important. You need to have only one purpose. And I mean one very specific purpose is you're either trying to generate a lead or get a sell. A lot of people will, you know, they'll try to generate a lead and get a sell, and that just doesn't work, okay? So for an example would be you one-step sell to seekers from Search Network and then upsell them. Lead gen to everybody else, including Content Network. Consider the mindset of your visitor. If they're coming from the Search Network, give them what they want. Hey, we've got it. It cost X. So the search report, I mean, the actual search network, people are typing in, you know, killing, how do I kill roaches? Best way to X, best way to blank. You know, that's when I go to look, you know, I'm looking for information, but at the same time, you know, you're selling solutions. So on the search network itself, the best thing to do there is direct people to a landing page that's actually selling, you know, that initial report or selling, you know, something to them. To where a content network, people are actually looking for information. They're looking on blogs. It's content. So they're out there digging. They're looking for stuff. So those particular people, you might want to, so again, search. You're probably selling more often. Doesn't mean you're not, you know, driving people to get your free report or whatever. It's just, it's a better place to sell, as opposed to content network, which is the blogs and the AdSense program. That's more of the area where you want to be, you know, driving people to get more information. So one is define your purpose. What's the purpose of the landing page? Two is optimizing your landing page, okay? You have your title tag. You use the main keywords in your market in the title, title tag. So the primary keyword is in the H, what they classify as the H1 tag, or the headline tag. The secondary keyword in the headline 2 tag and the headline 3 tag, okay? So those are really the two main important things in optimizing your optimizing your landing page, or you know what the keywords that you put in your headlines. Okay. Now this goes on and it gives you a little bit more information, but the most important thing to remember is to make sure that you got your keywords in your headlines at your landing pages. So when you actually are in Excite Pro or you're in another type of program, you're generally just looking at what you're typing. But if you look at the source information, all these programs will have a tab that says, one of them says, you know, design, and that's where you're typing, and then the tab next to it usually says source. Well, in that source, if you write your headline and you go in and you look at the source, there'll be an H1 next to the headline. It says H1. It usually starts and follows it. That, you know, is where you want your main keywords at. And then if you have subheads, in those sub-headlines, you want other keywords in your marketplace in those things, okay? So this goes on, all right, and it takes you through, you know, the different types of tags and so forth. I cannot spend a lot of time here, okay? Again, the main thing is I want to make sure that you guys understand that, you know, you're just trying to get started. So on that landing page, you want to know your outcome, all right? And then you want to make sure that you're strategically placing your main keywords and your headline and your subheads. Those are the two main things that you want to be focused on. And then for the advanced user guys, take a look at all the other steps. It's very specific steps down, okay? So if you go to page 25, all right, you go to pay-per-click bidding strategies, all right? Now, if you guys remember earlier, I told you that we're doing, okay, a complete report on pay-per-click advertising. It's going to be over 100 pages. It's going to be in my opinion, there's going to be nothing better than it. We've taken we've pretty much taken every good or, you know, better program, good to excellent program in the market, and we've pulled from it, you know, we've taken out all redundant ideas, you know, things that they keep repeating amongst themselves, and we've narrowed it down to the best strategies, and we've created just a really kick-ass report for you guys, and I will be sending that to you, okay? So I'm not going to go over bidding strategies, but what I am going to tell you in the beginning, that the most important thing when you're first starting, okay, is that you just get on there and you set a daily budget and a maximum amount of money that you're willing to pay per customer, all right? That's the key up front. Then you start digging deeper and making sure that you're, you know, that your pricing strategies and so forth are correct. But this is going to take you page 25 through 27 is some very specific strategies on pricing strategies, okay? So, again, we will be sending you that bonus report. I mean, when you guys are done with this program, you will have some type of manual on just about every single area of internet and offline marketing there is. You will have the best of the best. You will literally have, in my opinion, a $20,000 program for, I mean, I practically gave it away. You guys are blessed. I hope you appreciate the fact of how hard we're working, and I don't say that to impress you, but to impress upon you that the information you have at your fingertips and these manuals and so forth is the best of the best. Now, so you understand the programs we went through to get this stuff, the main programs were Ryan Dice's Wholesale Traffic Machine, Ryan Dice and Perry Belcher's program on traffic, Trafficology, Traffic Secrets 2.0, Ryan Dice Ultimate List Building, Matt Fury's List Building, Perry Marshall, all of his Google AdWords stuff, okay? Those are the seven main programs, and then we went through a number of other smaller programs to pull this information from. So, again, so far we talked about, you know, your grassroots stuff that where you need to be starting, and then right now we just, you know, talked about pay-per-click strategies. But the key thing is that you get in there, you write your ad, you understand you need to place your keywords in your headlines, both on your ad and your landing pages, and that your landing page and your ads both have one outcome. They're driving people to one specific outcome or one specific cure or one specific, you know, thing. That your landing page is very specific in what it's offering. So that's that. Now, if you go to page 28, okay, this is incredibly important. And I wanted to get to this today so that I could talk about this because we have basically 1 hour left before my time runs out with the teleconferencing service. The old model simply doesn't work anymore. If you look at the old model, it was we have one single front-end offer, okay? And the back end, you had multiple back-end offers. It just doesn't work anymore. It says, you know, you should look to sell more of less instead of less of more. Okay, have as many well-defined products instead of a single broad-based product. And it says the average book at Amazon sells only 10 copies a year. Amazon does 75% of their business in the lesser-known books. So the new self-liquidating offer, which is on page 29, is you build a catalog of front-end offers. Okay, marketing splintering, Rich Sheffrin, Robert Plank. Those are two guys that, you know, I highly recommend you look at their models of what they're doing now. Sheffrin, if you were to go back, you know, 6 months ago, he didn't have a lot of front-end offers. If you go now and you look at strategicprofits.com, you'll begin to see he's, you know, about every week he's bringing something new out, a front-end product, something new. It's splintering the market, how to become a guru, how to strategies for a blog. He's coming out with very specific stuff. Another guy that's got a great model in my mind is Robert Plank. A lot of you may not have heard of him. I highly suggest you go check him out. It's robertplank.com. He was originally a PHP programmer, but you'll see how this guy is just, you know, he's built himself into quite the guru and positioned himself. I mean, and what he does is he has a ton of splintering products that he offers basically at $7, and then he's looking to drop all of those people into back-end continuity programs. So again, it says every micro niche gets its own offer. Okay, you dump everyone into a more general back-end product fund. Okay, a power of the long tail. Marketing's much easier. Conversion rates skyrocket. The wider the niche, the higher the conversion rate, and then traffic costs plummet. So you want to make sure you have relevant landing pages for different micro niches. So example, if you're running a Kill Roaches ad and the keyword and landing pages say Kill Roaches, then it's not going to go well. Also, if you have Kill Bugs product, divide it into micro niches. Get different landing pages, ads and Google campaigns for each, and create multiple leads from the selling low-ticket items. And then you dump everyone on the same back-end into the same back-end continuity program. So here's what I'm going to do for you guys, okay? What I'm going to do is right now, if you will send to me two things. If you will email to me what it is that you're currently in, what program that you're currently, you know, what business you're currently in. In other words, these are my websites, these are my URLs, or the area that you want to go into, but the specific niche. Not, you can't just say I'm going to be in nutrition products. Say I'm going to be in, you know, nutrition products, developing a product to help people lose this much weight in this many days, or I'm in this particular type of inner game, psychological type stuff. But be as specific as you can about the niche that you want to be in. And this is kind of a homework, if you will. Right now, I'm going to ask all of you to take literally 5 minutes, open up your emails, and I want you to send to me the niche that you're in. Just say, hey, this is, you know, I'll know who you are, but, you know, this is John, and this is the niche that I would like to be in, or this is the passion that I have. And what I'm going to do for you is before we get on our next phone call, it'll more than likely be within the next 48 hours, I'm going to send to you just a catalog of me and my team will sit down for each one of you, and we will develop, we will not develop, but we will give you, you know, just a catalog of different types of ideas or products that you could create for different offers. because what you want to eventually have is you want to have, you know, 7 or 8, 12 or $17 ebooks on different types of problems within your niche, and those ebooks all funneled in out the back end into a continuity or bucket offer, and we're going to go into those offers now. But for now, if you'll literally take just a few minutes, just a couple minutes, and send me an email and tell me what business you're in or what business you want to be in, the very specific niche, that's all I need is the niche. I'm going to take it upon myself with my team to give you just as many ideas we can have for what kind of stuff or you know, front-end offers you can develop for that niche. It'll just be kind of an idea starter for you, and or if you're already doing it, tell me what you're already doing, and we'll try to improve upon that. So 2 minutes, guys, just like 2 or 3 minutes, please send me an email. I'll look for some emails here, and in 2 minutes, we'll start right back up. So I'm going to watch my email. When some of them start coming back through, then I'll get started again. But for now, will you please send that to me? Because I want to help you guys. And this is the best way I can do it, is just tell me what niche you want to be in, what niche you're already in. Just be as specific as you can. I'll be right back in 2 minutes. Guys, again, just a quick email, mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. Please just drop me an email real quick. Tell me the specific niche you're in so that I can help you. An example of this would be that, you know, if someone's in the, a person's concerned about their appearance, you know, you might write books about getting rid of bags under your eyes, or how to exercise away the spider veins or the cellulite, or how to tan without going to the tanning bed. And then, you know, eventually you're back-ending them into a monthly beauty program. But our job here is to try to give you as many of those front-end examples as we possibly can. Just send me a quick email as the type of business that you want to be in, that you're passionate about, or the business you're currently in, and what you're offering. If you could do that real quick, just tell me the niche and or the products you're already selling. It would be great help, and we can help you. All right, guys, 30 more seconds. I'm waiting for emails. I've gotten 3 or 4 of them so far. I know a lot of you don't like doing this, but please, if you take the time, it'll be worthwhile. You got 4 guys that have a lot of experience in this area that I'll be putting on this, that, you know, to send you as many possible ideas we can come up with for front-end offers for you. And then in a minute, we're going to go over why that's important. But if you just send me an email real quick, it would be greatly appreciated. See some more coming through. And with that, we will move on to some more. So, as I said, on page 30, I want to go over the probably four most important topics or, you know, required skills for self-liquidating offers, okay? The most important skills for self-liquidating offers are skill number one, topic or market splintering. You know, your ability to drill down within your niche and get to the heart and core of specific needs and hurts within your market and being able to create very specific front-end offers to those needs, okay? Two is rapid product development. This is incredibly important because speed is more important than quality. And let me explain what I mean. You want to produce a quality product, but someone that I learned something incredibly important from many years ago was Dan Kennedy. If any of you used to order Dan's stuff, Dan would literally handwrite, throw together articles, circle things on pages, you know, type in one font on a half page and one font on another. He would put together some of the most grotesque-looking products I've ever seen in my life, charge outrageous prices for them, and have people lined up to buy them. Okay? Here's the point. The point is that if you truly care, if you truly have a deep desire to want to help your market, and you truly have something to offer of expertise, your market is not going to care so much that you have the best packaging in the world. The most important thing is that you develop the skill of developing products quick, getting your landing pages up and your products done quick so that you can get to the sell before anybody else does. So that's skill two, rapid product development. Skill three is quick turn copywriting, okay? Quick turn copywriting, how do you get copy up that will sell quick? Again, at the end of this call, we'll talk more about this, but I do have the quick turn copywriting template formula for you in a manual form there that will just direct you how to put up quick websites, okay? If you guys have been following my websites lately, you'll notice two things. One, they're similar. Two, they're by far not the best in the industry. Three, I get them up quick, though, okay? You know, if I have a pre-order for a report, the day that report comes up, I've got a website up. And to be honest, each website takes me about 2 to 3 hours max to get the letter done and up. And that's a skill you need to develop. It's a skill that can be developed. All you have to do is have templates, not get, you know, super creative with every single product that you want. If you're going to be putting a bunch of front-end products out, the big thing, you know, the most important thing is that you get them out quickly. So, four is the upsell and exit offer creation. So, once you've splintered the market, you got all these front-end, you know, front-end products done, you've got really good copy written for them, you're driving traffic there, you need to make sure, okay, that you have something on the back sell, the backside that you can upsell. It says here, no product should take more than 2 weeks. Absolutely true. If it takes more than 2 weeks, you're doing something wrong, you have the wrong product, something's not right, okay? It just shouldn't take that long. It could be belief systems, it could be something else, but the reality is product development doesn't have to be that hard, okay? And then again, I encourage you to go through that manual when we get off this phone, to go through those two manuals, and you'll see as a very specific outline of different ways you can get products. You don't even have to create them yourself. You're going to find different ways to go out and find products that are already created in the niche you want to be in, and you don't have to do anything. Just start selling it, okay? So those are the key strategies, if you will, to be able to get things to the market quick. So how do you splinter your market? Okay? Market splintering is dividing a broad book into chapters and selling the chapters and the reports. Okay? By the way, this particular call that we do today will have a landing page and a website up within the next 48 hours, and you will see a promotion selling the manuals that you guys have and the phone call that we're on within the next 48 hours. Okay? So again, I'm creating a product here to sell. I'm able to, you know, I'm taking a chapter out of a much broader mentoring experience, and I'm selling that immediately, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. And this, by the way, what we're doing right here today is how you create products. If you don't have a product, even if you don't have a list, you could invite 4 or 5 family members onto a teleconference, and you could do a teleconference for them, okay, over a period of time, and at the end of that teleconference, you will have a product, okay? Again, not that hard to develop products, but again, you're looking to splinter the market, okay? Now, this goes through, it gives you different sources for splintering markets, and that's on page 31, and there's multiple sources there, so when you get to that particular step yourself, you're going to see that you can use Word Tracker, okay? You can use online directories. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to magazines and bookstores. You can go to forums. You can go to Yahoo Answers and find out that problems people are facing in your industry. Now, once you've chosen your market, you want to splinter your market into at least 15 different topics. Okay? Now, again, what you're looking to do eventually is have, you know, 10, 15, 20 different micro products within your niche so that you're pulling, you know, all these different specific pains into one bucket and then back ending them into a continuity program, and then from the continuity comes, okay, the seminars and the coaching and everything else. I kind of have a backwards model right now, but again, you'll see that change this week dramatically, and you guys are going to be like, wow, now I get it. Now I see what he's talking about, because my model is going to change exactly to this. You're going to see us starting a coaching group. I hope you all join, by the way. It'll be relatively cheap. We're going to give just tons of stuff away, but I'm not here to sell that today. I do want you to know what's coming up, though. So again, you're splintering stuff. You're dividing. If you see your business as a book, it would be like dividing the book into chapters, and then selling each chapter one by one, and then, you know, putting them into a continuity program afterwards. Okay? So next, you have exit offers, found money. Okay? So once an exit offer, by the way, is once someone exits, they go to exit a page. Let's say that, for instance, on my particular page, My Note-Taking Nerd, let's say that we had a report. So they go to the landing page, and the landing page says you can buy this report for, you know, $79. Okay, they opt in, they go see the report, they could buy it for $79, $99, $150, doesn't matter. And then they X out. Well, I could have an exit pop-up that says, well, if you would like just the highlights of this program, the top 37 highlights from Frank Kern's Mass Control, for $19, you could do that. What they found is it increases conversion by 20 to 25%. So again, it's found money. Okay, these are all more advanced stuff. This is stuff I suggest you add on later. But the bottom line is that, you know, this is a strategy that's an add-on to your landing page. Then you have your risk-free upsells. Okay, upsell offers are shown after the initial person is finalized. Doesn't risk losing the initial sale. Upsell sequence continues even if they say no thanks to a particular upsell offer. Allows you to break even or go negative on the initial sale, and it reduces refund rates. So I'm going to come back to that. It's a little bit confusing. I'm going to come back to it in a minute. But here's a physical version of an upsell. It works great when selling low-cost digital products. Okay, it says example physical version. If you look at this, the hot dog cash machine. Now, it says here, so this is an upsell, and this is something, by the way, you're going to see this exact same thing in our business model here at My Note-Taking Nerd. Basically, it says most people get the printed copy. Most people who ordered Hot Dog Cash also requested a printed hard copy for their records. Your copy will be printed on heavy color lazy printer and punched for a 3-ring binder. The full printed document is just $14, and postage is included free anywhere in the U.S. One simple click will add this printed copy to your order. So you add, the bottom line is it's a physical upsell. So that's, again, part of the model, is you have the upsell offer. Next, you have the bucket offer. Okay, this is when you have many related products. So an example here, again, using my own particular website, My Note Taking Nerd, is that if you have someone that if someone comes in and they buy, let's say, Frank Kern's Mass Control, well, I could say you could get Tribal Marketing, Jay Abraham's Mastermind Marketing, and, you know, these other four reports that normally cost $499, you can now get them all for an additional $99 or additional $129. The point is, it's at the point of sale, and it's a bucket of products that they can get for a very cheap price at the point of sale. Okay, so you have the one thing upsell, you have the bucket upsell, and then you also have the high ticket upsell on page 37. Okay, the high ticket upsell is if someone comes in and they're buying, you know, the $19 or the $29 report, you could tell them you can get the entire program for just $299. So in the end, when I'm selling different modules on this particular program, I might, you know, have one module, you know, each module at $129. But when they go to check out, it could say you can get the complete Hot Dog Cash Course or the complete My Note Taking Nerd Ultra Product Launch Mentoring Program on CD for an additional $299 or whatever it happens to be. So again, different models of what you can do once people have hit, you know, the landing page. So again, that's page 38, and then you have, page 39. Okay, this is forced continuity. This is this is ultimately what you need to be doing, what you need to be driving people to. So, for example, okay, there's a few of you, there's some of you mentioning names, there's some of you that are in hypnosis or alternative healing or alternative counseling, and there's others of you that, you know, that are in accelerated manifesting, interesting niche. Again, not going to mention names, but different types of business that you're in. The bottom line is that every offer that you have should have a, you know, by the way, once, you know, if you order this ebook today, you'll be automatically enrolled in my hypnosis coaching program, whatever that happens to be. The whole point is that it's forced continuity, and it's you want to make sure that when you have forced continuity, that the continuity is near or below the price of the product that you're selling. So if you're selling an ebook for, you know, $9, you probably don't want to do the forced continuity to a $99 program. It just scares people away. But if you have a $29, you know, ebook, but your coaching's $19 or $27 a month, then you're fine. And what you find is that a huge amount of people actually do it, because you tell them it's 30 days free. At the end of 30 days, if you don't decide to remain a member, then we won't charge your credit card. All you have to do is cancel. Now, here's some rule of thumbs for forced continuity, okay? 25 to 30% cancel before the first billing, 15 to 20% cancel after the one billing, and 10 to 15% monthly attrition, okay? Conservative average stick rate of 3 to 4 months. But here's the thing you got to understand. This is found money, okay? So if in the end 30% of these people stay with you forever, or for a, you know, lifetime cycle of whatever your lifetime cycle of a customer is, or whatever your, you know, coaching program, or however long that is, that's just found money, and it's sitting there. You don't have to do anything but just add a line of code or add a line that says you're automatically enrolled into my back-end coaching program. So coming back to this, you have one focus, okay? You have all these splintered products in your niche that have one focus, which is to generate a lead or get a sell, okay? And you're driving that focus to a landing page. And on that landing page, you have the offer, okay? And then from the landing page, you know, if you have an offer, you're upselling people. And there's, you know, there's a physical offer or a, you know, a different version offer. In other words, if you're selling a physical version, then maybe you offer the CD version as an upsell. And then you have the bucket offer. If they bought this, then they might want these other four reports for a cheaper price. Or you have the big ticket item upsell. But ultimately, so you have the landing page, which the splintered offers go to, you have the upsells, and finally, you're offering the forced continuity, okay? So you have this continuous monthly income, all right? So that's the model. That's the model that's working right now, okay? That's why I'm sharing it with you. Those are the simple steps that you're using. So going past, we're going to skip right past Google Placement Targeting because I'm sending you the 100-page bonus report we're doing, and I want you to go right on to, and this is, by the way, it's telling you how to place bids on ads, but we're going to go right to page 43, okay? It says Banner Ad Mastery. You know now how to do grassroots marketing. You know that pay-per-click marketing is the most effective form of marketing to drive traffic, okay, that you're paying for. You know that landing pages are incredibly important. You know that you want to splinter your market and you want to have very specific offers for very specific needs and look at your business as a book and divide it into many chapters and sell those chapters one by one, and you're driving people to a specific offer, and then you're upselling them, and from the upsell, you're trying to get them into continuity, okay? But there's a secret out there, a secret most people don't talk about, and it's a secret that all the big guys are using and anybody that has a very successful online business is using, and that's banner ads. Banner ads are by far, okay, the most effective form of advertising that you can ever use in internet marketing. Now, it does cost money. It is a little bit different. It's a little bit more work. But it's by far the most effective form of marketing you can use. And here's the reason people don't use banner ads. They don't use them because it says impression every time page loads. They don't believe they can work, they think it's too expensive, and they don't know where to place ads. But here's reality why you should use banner ads. There's 10 to 20 times more traffic than AdWords. There's higher conversion rates. You pick the sites. Unlike a content network on banner ads, you're actually telling them, I want my ad put on this site. I want my ad put on that site. I want my ad put on this site. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being able to just make a list of 150 different websites that you want your ads run on, and that's all they're ever ran on. You don't ever have to guess where they're at. That's the only sites they go to, okay? And then finally, Google gives you the performance of each site. So here's an example of a bunch of different, three or four different good banner ads. And if you go to page 44, there's some rules for banner ads. Okay, you blend in or you stick out. Love me or hate me, there's no money in the middle. Ugly, obnoxious advertising works even in professional markets. Professional banners get ignored. They get ignored, why? Because people see them as advertising. Tested base ads are usually where I start. They become the control 70% of the time. Do not have horizontal banners near the header. They don't work. So what's a professional ad? If you look on 44 and you look at that ad there, okay, it's an ad that, like, you know, it's color and it's got, you know, the nice click and it's got the nice graphics and so forth. Okay, what's an example of a sore thumb ad? Page 45, okay? 45 is a sore thumb. See to the right there? They work very well. The ads are always on the right because human eyes start scanning on the top left and ads on the right side of the page. Okay, so here's some ads see the blend-in ad down here where it looks almost just exactly like on page 45 at the bottom. It looks just like the content that people are reading. If you go to page 46, okay, again, blend-in ad, headline, bullets, okay, almost looks like a Google AdWords. Go to page 47. There's an ad so good it got banned. 12% click-through rate, which is disgustingly good. Okay, but again, you'd have to blow that up on your PDF to really see it. The whole point, though, is it offers a report. It says free Forex report, has some copy, drives people to a website. Nothing. Look at all the ads to the left side. Pretty. Nice colors. Okay, nice buttons. Those don't work as well. The one to the right, okay, just basic text with a headline and a URL. That's the stuff that's working, okay? So rule number two, so rule one, don't blend in. Stand out, be a store thumb, have an ugly ad. Rule two, sell the click, not the offer. Okay, you don't have room to sell the product. The only job is to get the click, okay? So you shock and awe or you have the free offer. So if you say free and you send them to a sales page, it's never going to work. That's one thing you got to remember, so be careful what that offer is. So here's a shock and awe ad. See Hillary on page 48? Page 48 says, obey. The above ad was on a conservative site, and the landing page was something like a Republican newsletter. So it is of interest to the demographic, and hence the offer will work. Okay, and then down below, you got your free offer. Yours free. The special report reveals a brand new trading method that works for all three market conditions. Click here to claim your free trading report. So again, very bland, very ugly, basic headline, directs them to the click, not to a sell. Okay? Rule three, tell them where to click. Don't assume the prospect knows to click on your ad. Okay? You gotta let them know. Click here. Have an something underneath it. Okay? Next on page 49, good or bad ad. Good copy and good job selling the click, but it doesn't tell you where to click. Okay? Great blend-in ad. Okay? Clearly tells you where to click. If you look on page 49, top ad, dump these stocks today, 99 stocks to sell. Doesn't tell you anything. It's a good-looking ad. Bottom below, though, buy, sell, hold, find out now. Click here for free stock analysis. Okay? Both on the click here and the get analysis button. Okay? The bottom line of all of this, text still sells. And also, rule five, this is the same with print advertising. You want to stay above the fold. Okay? You want to be above the fold. Page 50 and 51 are really just some creative ideas. Not really going to cover them a whole lot, but that's you know, just some creative stuff. Now, on page 52, 53, and 54, which are the last pages, okay? All that gives you are some ideas on how to find advertising, okay? So how do you find it? You just find the top sites in the search engines, and then it goes on to how do you have paying customers, how do you work with them, and most importantly, understand this. Here's the real most important thing I've found. Never pay what people are asking. I generally will go back, I will offer them about, you know, tell them this is where I'm at, I'll tell them that, you know, stuff really hasn't worked for me well in the past, and I'll offer them 50 to 60% of what they're asking. Generally, sites take it. Here's the most important thing, okay? We know about pay-per-click advertising. We know that's very effective in driving traffic, but most people are not using banner advertising. If you start using banner advertising, you're going to have a huge step up on all your competition because most people don't use it, yet it's more effective than any other form of advertising to drive, of any other traffic generation vehicle to drive traffic to your website. So get to understand banner advertising better, okay? Know that you don't have to be a genius creative wizard to create these things. You write a basic headline, you direct them to a free report that acknowledges a need or a pain in the market, and you just have a landing page where that report's at. They opt in, they get the free report, and they're on your list. That's the ultimate goal of a banner ad. So there you have it. I've covered the majority of the basic strategies for traffic generation. And here's what I suggest all of you do, okay? I suggest you go back to the fast start to building a list on a shoestring budget. And I challenge all of you, before we get on a phone call next week, and by the way, next Monday, I'll be sending you details, we will start our Masterminding Mondays, okay, on Monday, and it'll be every single week, and you guys will also have four bonus weeks afterwards. But the bottom line is that every Monday we're going to be on Masterminding Monday. Our next call is next Tuesday. And I promise I'll be more organized. I'll listen to your feedback. I will, I now know what I can get in this amount of time. And I know, you know, the number of pages that I'll be able to fit in effectively. And I promise I'll just get better and better for you guys. And I'll do the best I can to help you. Remember, if you have any questions, you can email me. But the most important thing, I challenge all of you, get your blog started. Go to WordPress. Register your name. Start writing some articles. Just pretend like you're writing to your friend. You know, just start writing some articles. And then get those articles on article directories. Okay? Just go through the Fast Start Guide. Get on Twitter this week. Just get on there. Just start it. Look at some of the software offers that I sent you. I highly recommend you use the Hummingbird. You use the things that I talked about, but most importantly, just start doing these basic things. Look into Google AdWords. Look at how easy it really is, okay? Understand that, you know, look into banner advertising. Start, you know, maybe sending some offers out, to request some information about how much people charge to put advertising on their websites and so forth, of people that, you know, are good websites for the particular product that you're selling. Now, so again, I've offered a number of bonuses, okay? I told you we will be sending you a report on affiliate marketing, email marketing, and CPA networks. You will get that. I told you that you'll get a bonus report, our pay-per-click advertising report that we have coming out. I told you that I will get back to whoever sent me an email on your websites and what niche you're in, and I will give you some front-end splinter offers based on the information you sent me. I told you you can email me with any questions that you have. And I also have these two other bonus reports. I have quick turn copywriting, which is basically a step-by-step, how do you write a quick advertising. I also have rapid-fire product creation, how do you create products quickly, and I highly recommend you go through both of those reports. And so we've spent 3 hours together today. Next week I will schedule more. I did make a mistake this week in the way I scheduled it, so I actually only had about 3 hours and 25 minutes. I want you guys to know that I am trying the best I know how, the best I possibly can, to bring you the best information available on every topic that I'll talk about. And I want to go back to what I talked about at the beginning of this phone call. I gave you guys a guarantee. I said, I promise that I will perform. And I want you to know that that's absolutely the truth. I promise that if you hang in there with me for 6 weeks, that at the end of 6 weeks, you will know absolutely everything there is to know, specifically about almost every strategy there is to know on internet marketing. And you will not only know the strategies about how to drive the traffic and about how to get people there, but most importantly, the skill that I think I have best, that I intimately know the best, is how do you develop and maintain and keep relationship with these guys long term. And I'm talking specifically about your customers and clients. And I want you guys to know in ending today that I sincerely appreciate your time. And I want you to know that I understand that sitting on a phone call with no visual, representation of what I'm talking about is very hard to do. I've been on that end. I've listened to teleseminars. Teleseminars are one of the harder things to do. And I also want you guys to know that I'm going to try to master the art of webinars and have it so that we will all be able to be on a webinar in week 3. Okay, I can't promise that, but I can say I'm 90% sure that's going to happen, because I want it to be more interactive, and I want it to be something that you guys enjoy more and that you can become more involved with. But most importantly, I just want you to remember that I love y'all. I thank you so much for coming to my blog every day. I thank you so much for helping us build this community. And I'm going to go to work on next week's topic. So if you have any questions, email me. But also, do me a favor right now. Drop me a quick note. I need the feedback. Just let me know, hey, just good and bad. I just appreciate the praise, and I appreciate the negative stuff, too, because I can't grow without that. That's just the way life is. I mean, if you hide behind a tree hoping nobody throws a rock at you, you're going to be a sheltered person, and you're not going to grow in life. So I'd appreciate all the feedback you send me, and I gave you the best I can today under the circumstances, and I just ask that you take just a few minutes right now and drop me an email and tell me, you know, what you thought of the call, and understand that I'm going to improve next week, and I'm going to bring you the best content in the world. I'm super excited about next week's topic. And with that, I believe that I'm going to go. I got invited. I think I'm going to go have some sushi with some friends, which sounds fun. And again, if you have any questions, please email me this week. I'll be sending you a recap of today's call along with all the promised bonus offers, and I'll give you dates of when those will come. And other than that, that's it. Thank you very much for your time again, and I will see you guys same place. I will send you all the same time. I'll send you the phone number, your confirmation code, all that stuff will be there sometime a few days before next week's call. Do me a favor. Make sure you're there. Make sure you show up and you're ready, you're energized, and you're ready to kick butt next week. Thank you very, very much.